What's poppin', everybody? It's Drew and Mike show. Getting you ready for the weekend.
It's the weekend.
Baby.
With Drew and Mike. And Mark and Brandon.
Do I owe Art money now for saying that?
I don't know if that's copyrighted or not, to be honest. I think...
Brandon owes him money.
I think we can afford it. It's the wicked. It's the wicked.
Doesn't have the same effect with different voices.
It's the wicked. Did Andy Beisder? Did Andy Beisder win his?
Andy Beisder did not.
He did not win. David, is he related to Mort Beisder?
Oh, that's a great question. At least in spirit.
I see Mort Beisder as a book out of his experiences with the radio and television industry, the news department,
the media,
and handling mainstream media news under the moniker of Mort Beisder, no ghostwriter, it's by Mort Beisder. I don't know the name of the book, but I'm sure it's quite fascinating. And let's see where to start. Oh man, I had a crazy day today. First of all, I addressed the Hall Financial sales meeting this morning.
Yeah, how was that?
It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
It was the kind of thing I would have really dreaded a long time ago, but it was cool. It was fun.
Was the sheriff on there?
No, the sheriff was... Okay. I don't know where the sheriff is.
The big boss was on there then.
Yeah, Halsey was on there.
Halsey.
I don't know how many of these people call him Halsey, but no, it's all good. Our people seem to have really good credit, and it seems that when they call, they convert about as well as anybody.
All right.
So, pretty cool. And a lot of those guys listen to the show, too, so.
You're doing awesome!
Thank you.
Exactly.
Thank
it's working out very
that.
Well.
Yeah.
But anyway, so yeah, I'm on my way to a normal day, and then I check my mail for the, this is eighth straight or seventh straight business day, and there's nothing in the mailbox.
Hmm.
Is anybody else experiencing this where you just...
You know what I did get? The Lane Bryant catalog out of my neighbor's mailbox. Thank you very much.
You've got mail.
I have not experienced that, but it is a very common complaint.
It is. Okay.
Yeah. The first thing I told you was you should go to Gary Peters' website because he wants every complaint about the post office right now.
Brandon, are you getting your mail?
I'm getting it every single day right on time, yeah.
Mm.
Okay, what's going on in Ferndale? Or why are some people not getting their mail and some people are getting their mail? What I understand there's a dispute about the Postal Service, and I guess they're short of funds once again, correct?
Yep.
They need some more money. I mean, they always need more money.
Because they're responsible for the retirees now, which they never were before.
Well, can they never quite put the price of postage at a level where they won't need to be have money injected into the Postal Service? I mean, doesn't it seem kind of silly?
Benefits are expensive, man.
Well, it sounds to me like they either need to make the benefits more like real people have, or they need to raise the cost of mailing shit to a point that they can afford all this stuff. I mean, isn't it pretty simple instead of everyone go, oh my God, we got $1 billion or we're going to go out of business.
Yeah.
I mean, this is like an every, 7-year thing? It happens. Well, it happens a lot.
They used to turn a profit. I can't remember exactly what it was that changed, but they became responsible and immediately went negative. They should be turning a profit now, considering everybody's getting everything from Amazon, even though Amazon's delivering some of it themselves.
Well, I'm going to guess that they can't raise the price too high, or else the competition will run away with the Amazon business, right?
Well, yeah.
Or they would lose a certain amount of that business. And then they would be less able to pay these. I mean, they've got, I know a few postal guys. They got great, phenomenal benefits.
Sure.
Like I could never dream of. And I'm happy for people that get those things. But, you got to wonder when you need money all the time if that's really plausible. But, hey, it's government. It's still government, isn't it?
Quasi, yeah.
Stupid government.
So anyway, I empty mailbox. Again, I'm like, we're expecting things relating to work and maybe a check or two, and it's kind of disconcerting. So I,
you know what you are signed up for? I'll have to find out what the password is, but you know, you're signed up to get all your mail, the pictures of your mail, what you should be getting, so then you know when it's coming, when it's not coming.
Well, I assumed after this many business days getting no mail, when I get mail every day, that something is askew. So I called the post office, and they said...
The post office?
I know. It's pretty funny.
Who calls the post office?
Well, I just figured...
Worse than going there.
If I could do it... No, it wasn't. Somebody just answered the phone. I mean, it's government. It's old school.
Who's calling?
So they answered the phone, and I said, yeah, here's where I live, and I don't know what's going on. And they said... Well,
on the phone.
You really ought to come down and we'll look into it. And I'm like, it seemed like kind of a blow off, but I went to the post office.
Oh my God!
And I know
a lot of time on your hands.
I had to make time. Believe me, I knew this was a dreadful process. And I get to the window pretty quickly, and I said, "Yeah, I haven't got any mail in 7 or 8 business days, and I know I have mail," which sounds kind of bodacious, like, ooh, what do you mean you know you have mail?
It's gone. Just don't worry about it.
Tell them you mailed it. I mailed something to myself.
Well, I didn't want to lie, but I know I have mail. And so she says, well, here's the phone number of Liburnoy and 8 Mile, because that's where it all comes out of. And I'm like,
well, you call them then,
what
lady.
What do you do here?
Yeah.
What's this? Okay, this is the Ferndale Post Office. It's right down the street.
Yeah.
And
you've got mail.
And so anyway, while she's writing down the phone number, I said, well, you know, is there some reason that I might not be getting mail? Like, I didn't pay my taxes, or, you know, I was just looking for, like, what could this possibly be?
What would you say?
And she says,
you do here.
She says, as I said, I'm writing down the phone number because you'll have to call the. And I'm like, oh.
Okay, thanks for answering my question.
You're a big help.
Hey, you got to ask your neighbors. Have your neighbors been getting it?
Probably not. I thought about that. But, I had a neighbor I ran into just very recently, and I thought, God damn it, why didn't I ask her if she got her mail? But anyway.
I'm literally looking at my neighbors now and going, I'm ready to hang them up, gut them, and skin them, and chop them up. You know what? I'm ready.
So they call, by the way, the Beatles channel is doing a special on McCartney's Flaming Pie re-release. So I was kind of happy to be in the car.
What? Oh, okay.
That's not sort of a bloop. That was explaining why I didn't mind being in the car.
Yeah.
So I called the post office at 8 in Liburnoy. And they said, you didn't know. There's a little thing going on. And, I don't think your carrier's working right now. I'm like, what do you mean?
Oh, so he's on vacation? Great.
I don't remember that the carrier just took the few days. It seems like the mail always comes, always, 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 rain, snow, no matter what, sleet. Doesn't the mail always come? I mean,
yes.
So I'm thinking, okay, I realize the world is changing very quickly, but this is very unsettling for a boomer. So I said, what
do
you mean?
To your supervisor.
I said, when would my mail be coming? Well, we think we're going to have a carrier to fill in tomorrow. I'm like, this doesn't sound like the post office.
Is this really
the post office?
Did you ask him to go, can you just go grab it for me and I'll just take it home now and he won't have to deliver it?
I said, can I come there and get it? And they said, oh, yeah, we'll put it all together for you.
Okay, cool.
And when you get here.
Great.
So I drive to 8 Liburnoy, which, by the way, there's.
I've been there before,
That 8 Mile divider is pretty significant.
Yeah.
Because I missed the parking lot.
It's an impossible parking lot to find, isn't it?
It's kind of goofy.
Yeah.
And I go around the block, and it's like, oh, my God, these houses. I mean, it felt like it could have been me because I live, not that far from there. It's like.
It could have been you.
It's like a mile and a half from where I live.
Yeah.
And it's just, just horrible grass, six feet
that could
high.
Have been me.
And, that's just the very beginning of Detroit. It's like it's just starting.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, wouldn't Ferndale rub off on that part of, it's near here and there. I get in the parking lot. I get in the post office. And, there's a bunch of people in front of me. Fuck. And so I start looking at stuff on my phone. And I'm like, what are these two people doing up there? What could they possibly be doing at the post office that takes this long? Dude, this is impossible.
I never understand that because I'll go, Royal Oak. Sometimes you have to drop. So you have to go to the post office. And I always wonder, why does it take everybody else in front of me so long? When I get up there, it takes 2 seconds.
No, honestly, I feel the same way. And not only that, it's like this guy needed a package, And he's paying in change. It's like $11. I'm like, why are you paying in change? What the fuck are you doing? And of course, it takes her forever to count the change. Forever.
Did part of you want to just go up there and like throw a $20 bill
at
her?
I did. I really
brush
did.
Brush all the change off onto the floor?
I wanted to. And I think I had exact change on me. I thought about it. So it's
take your time.
So frustrating.
Take your time. Nobody's waiting for you. Take a call. Have a cup of coffee. Have a nice bagel. Take a little nap. It's fine.
And this is a package someone's getting. So, they you know, once they go in the back, I'm convinced that once they go behind the wall, they immediately go slow motion because they're always gone so long. It's what could take so long? Are you? I mean, are the packages all in just a big pile? And they go and they go. Oh God!
Well, they're not. Why are they in a hurry?
Where's Bob's pack? Oh, it's in that pile over there. And they're pulling them out, and their feather ones are falling. And that's not him. I mean, that's what it seems like.
Yeah.
Anyway, they finally come out with something. It doesn't look like, what's that? It must be a box. And it's like, would you shut up and get out of there? You know, people start making small talk, and it's already really slow. So it just took forever to get to the front of the line. I get to the front of the line, and I go, yeah, I just called over here, and she said she'd pull my mail for me. And I show him, and he goes, where's your mail? I said, nobody's delivered mail to me in like 7 or 8 days. And so he goes, he goes, okay, step aside. So there I am taking 10 seconds, unlike everyone else, and I have to wait to the side while the slow motion people. And I'm waiting there like 10 minutes, and this lady comes up, and she goes, here you go. And it's and I go, wait, that's all? It's like a Valpak thing of coupons?
Well, that's their way of that's their way of pacifying you. No, this is all you were going to get this week.
Well, I wish you would have told me, look, you got a Valpak thing of coupons, and that's about it. So, fuck it.
And meanwhile, your inner monologue is,
come on. Has got to be one piece of mail, the significant there, not just a statement on a 90-year-old IRA, a Valpak coupon thing, some junk mail. I mean, it was just bullshit stuff. And I'm like, what, do all this for this? That's, I know there's mail back there. Anyway, it was just such a nightmare. Then, you know, I get back here and I start prepping for the show, and I'm just thinking, well, first of all, for the post office to act like it's no big deal to deliver my mail, that's life-changing.
Yeah.
That's earth-shattering to me. So I'm watching the news, and I'm looking up stories, and there's a story about, I couldn't get over the chant. The chant was so catchy, I couldn't get over it. It was people in New York who don't want to pay rent because the evictions could have technically started since everything ended Friday. All the $600 a week ended last Friday. And, oh, God forbid they come up with something by the date it ends. You know, it's always got to take 2 weeks longer, so people have to sit there twiddling their thumbs worrying. So they're, this again blew my mind. It's like, this is, you know, I just got to sacrifice this world to you guys who are 20 and 30 because this is your world. This isn't my world. I don't understand this world anymore. I'm too old. They're marching on and chanting at the attorney's offices. These attorneys were representing landlords who want to start getting rent. Mm-hmm. So they want to evict the fucking people who aren't paying rent, who allegedly.
Ho, ho, this penis party's got to go. Hey, hey. Ho, ho. This penis party's got to go. Hey,
hey.
Hey.
Ho, ho.
This penis party's got to go. Hey, hey. Ho, ho.
So they're chanting. Let's see. No, I don't know why they brought the cops into this, but they did. No landlords, no cops. All evictions gotta stop. No landlords, no cops. All evictions gotta stop. And I'm like,
good luck with that.
Oh, they got 30 days. Cuomo gave them 30 more days.
Okay, then
no
what
evictions.
Happens in 30 days from that?
Good luck. You know, that's a great question because the story I was reading was saying that, okay, at some point, it's being suggested that this no eviction thing is going to go to December. So I'm thinking, what the hell are landlords supposed to do? What are they doing? Because they said that I think it's 1 in 4 have not gotten any rent on certain properties since, or 1 in 4 properties have received no rent in 4 months. This will be the 5th month. So, gee, great that nobody has to pay rent, but a lot of these people are getting $600 a week, and why could they not pay their rent if they were getting what people have been getting? I don't even understand it. I mean, isn't everybody getting the money if you're not working? Just about, a lot of people.
Not anymore, but they were.
No, I know. But for those 4 months, you mean to tell me none of those people could pay 1 month of rent? And the reason I bring this up is because I was talking to somebody, and I got a note on the same subject a couple days ago, and I kind of forgot about it. Somebody who is not paying rent here and said, I'm not paying fucking rent because you don't have to. You can't be evicted.
Well, if you don't, yeah, so why would you pay it?
So they had, I think, 3 months left on their lease. And they said, I'm not going to pay any fucking rent. I'm not paying fucking
rent.
And this person
too damn high
is getting the $600 a week, which is more money than this person was making prior. But they just figured, I don't have to pay the rent, so I'm not going to pay the rent.
Isn't it pretty simple that they should just have to prove that they can't pay the rent?
You would think there'd be some process, but no, they just go, oh, no, you can't evict anyone.
Because if a landlord asks the bank for any kind of abatement in paying the mortgage on it, the bank would want evidence that, yeah, you've lost some kind of income or you're not going to be able to pay the mortgage.
But you're going to have to pay the mortgage at some point. They're not going to just waive.
No, I know, and they're going to have to pay the rent at some point.
And anyway, the prevailing comment I noticed about this among landlords and their attorneys were, hey, listen, you know, this is, first of all, this attorney's office, they were banging on their door to the chant like, no, no
is
cops.
It this one right here? Let's
see. No landlords, no cops.
We don't get it. Shut it down.
Shut it down.
What do we want?
What do we want? Can we get more volume?
Oh, these people don't have any jobs.
Yeah, and by the way, they were not socially distancing at all in part of that march. There were just people all crammed together because, you know, if you're important enough, if your thing is especially important, then you don't have to follow any rules and you can just spread coronavirus. Because you're too important.
Most people have masks on.
Yeah, a lot of them have masks on, but when they were outside, they were all clumped up.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, the clapping's really nice, too. And there's a law firm in there, and the guy's banging on the door. Now, why is the law firm not allowed to represent the landlords? Are they really bad people because they're representing people who aren't getting any money?
It's stupid.
Anyway, what the landlords were saying, and they're getting no response whatsoever, was, why can't we just not pay our property tax then?
Yeah.
You know, if they don't have to pay rent, why don't we just skip property tax? It's like, well, we haven't gotten that far yet.
I think it's a great point.
Are they just going to have to eat this? I mean, that's sure kind of a that's a pretty tough pill to swallow.
There should be some kind of postponement on their property tax, but the state needs it. So
the state really
but
needs
isn't
it.
That yeah, what the big argument was over a lot of these relief bills is there is no money allocated for people who might be facing eviction. So it's a big political mess, too.
No. Wait a second. People are paying their rent as they go. And then they start getting $600 a week in addition to their unemployment. And then they're not paying their rent anyway. I don't understand that.
But I think for some people, especially in some major cities like New York, the rent is a little bit different. I don't know how much money that's going to really help you on your monthly rent.
Here's the other problem, too. If they do...
These are not people in penthouses who are
protesting.
This
is specifically New York, though. I mean, the smallest studio apartment's going to be $2,500 a month. That's not going to the extra, whatever.
It depends on where you live. You could be in Brooklyn. You could be in Queens. You could be in Manhattan.
Island,
you could be in, there's a lot of places to live around there. But it's not just New York where people aren't paying rent. It's not. That's not all. I mean, there's people here. Like I said, this person here is not paying rent, and they're getting the $600, and they're actually ahead of the game financially from where they were. They weren't making $963 a week, but they were paying rent.
Well, what I understand.
So now she's not paying rent.
Does it extend their rental agreement? If you didn't pay for 3 months, shouldn't their rental agreement extend 3 months?
No, I'd want them to fuck out.
Well, okay.
I wouldn't want them staying there.
Problem, though. Now you got to fill it, though. You got to fill the vacancy.
Well, if the lease ends, what, you have to keep the person at no rent?
No, I'm just saying you should get that money back somehow or somewhere.
Yeah, of course you should. But no, it doesn't. There's no provision that says they do have to pay you back when this is over. And by the way, how many people are really going to do that anyway? But so anyway, my whole world is just blown. I'm watching these people descending on these law firms, which have nothing to do with it. They're just representing. And these people chanting and all bunched up, and the post office doesn't deliver the mail anymore. And then I'm reading a story about this, and it was really pissed me off, and it would piss anybody off. This giant wedding in this $50 million mansion in Los Angeles. Did you see that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And they're
By the way, terrible dancing. Did you notice the dancing?
Well, the stuff I saw looked pretty bad.
You look terrible. Yeah. With the groom?
And they're all picking the groom up, and none of them wearing masks, of course. No. And they said, oh, no, we had safety procedures. There were goggles, and there were masks, and there were gloves, and we had sanitizer. And nobody in the shots people were shooting through there. They had giant windows. Why did people, they're just too important to wait on getting married, right? Because everybody.
It's so important that they have to get married
right now.
Some
people are more important. Some people are just more important. It gets proven every day.
I also noticed, and they didn't say this in the story, but I also noticed the food was served buffet style.
Great.
Those people are all dying ASAP.
The mayor was so pissed because, you know, was it three nights ago, Brandon, when that party devolved into a gunfight?
And was they said it's a former NFL player. Have they named that person
yet? No, they have not.
Why?
I don't know. But the mayor said, the mayor said they're going to shut off water and electricity to these people throwing these parties.
And they can, fucking too.
I
was surprised that they legally could do that, but it's just like violating any other type of law, I suppose.
You shouldn't be able to cut off their utilities, though, because, I mean, as we all know,
water is a need.
Then there's the Georgia school with the jam-packed hallway. I mean, jam-packed hallway. And the student that made the video is suspended for 5 days.
Two of them, yeah. Two students.
What, because they pointed out that this is really fucked up, so they're suspended?
Because
they're tattletales.
They violated the agreement that they have of social media within the school.
Well, then why doesn't the school live up to its agreement to do the right thing as far as keeping these kids safe? I mean, isn't that kind of tit for tat?
Sure,
I mean, is the school, somebody suspending the school for 5 days?
There's a huge story about what they knew before that particular school and what they knew beforehand. And I guess football had been practicing and some of the football players got sick already.
We're so worried about football.
I know. Well, it's Georgia. Everyone loves football, man.
No, I love football too, but see, there's so many exceptions in this country. And that's kind of the problem is that there's too many important people who can't be asked to not do whatever they want to do. Whether it's have a giant wedding with people not wearing masks and, you know,
too, man.
Crowding the dance floor. The
wedding was jam-packed.
It was. No, it was a lot of people.
Nice
it was
house.
Hundreds of people.
Nice house. And Inside Edition pointed out that it was down the road from the Playboy Mansion. I don't know why that was germane.
So then tomorrow, as you may or may not know, 250,000 bikers are descending on Sturgis, South Dakota.
Yeah.
And they were showing clips of last year, and it's like, oh, my God, that is, like, the biggest crowd possibly ever. I mean, it's
I've had buddies
who've
gone on that trip.
Who is?
I've had buddies who've gone on that trip. They love it.
Are they going this year?
I don't think they are.
It's so important.
Yeah, I saw the governor talking about how important it is for their economy.
They want it. They're invited. Like, bring it on. I don't know how South Dakota, what's their COVID?
Well, it's clear we're the suckers for just
staying home
and wearing masks and, you know, trying to do the best so shit can get back to normal. But
I have to say, I think
some people,
America,
getting back to normal is more important for them to get back to normal first.
Honestly, I read a long article about America in 2020, and I really, I believe this. They were suggesting that we are the laughing stock of the world right now.
Yeah. But
mighty America, which can't come up with PPE gowns, can't come up with swabs.
Can't come up with a national testing.
No, we can't do anything. And we all can't be asked to stop doing whatever it is we do, too. That's the other thing.
That part I kind of understand in a weird way.
Well, no, I understand it.
Because
yeah,
that's because America. We value freedom over government, which is fine. I love it. I think it's wonderful.
Well, but I like to think America's smart, and we listen to common sense, and we don't.
And then I would hope that we would take care of each other. You know, you don't need government mandates if people would just do the
right
we're
all too important. And it's not just the really important people, either. It's a lot of people who aren't that fucking important who just, you know, like the, what was it the other day? The Louisville football team got, was it 29 COVID?
Was it Louisville or Kentucky? Oh, no, yeah, Louisville. I'm sorry. Louisville. Yep, go ahead. Yep, the different
was
story.
Was it Louisville?
Yeah, different story.
Okay. They had a lot of people that had COVID. I thought it was like 28 or 29. Rutgers has 28, I think. And it turned out, off-campus party. They had to go to an off-campus party, and so, whammo, they all got COVID. And, you know,
I mean, looking forward, are we already going to have to plan on canceling Halloween for kids?
It's already been canceled in a lot of places.
Why? Sure, I've got to ask you a question. Yeah. What's so wrong with Halloween? I mean, parties, yeah, but as far as trick-or-treating?
I don't know. You know, it's really strange. I got to tell you, the people who are canceling everything, like Whitmer, for example, even she is not consistent. Open the casinos. Close the health clubs. Oh, don't let the people cut hair.
That's what's making everyone
but
mad.
But GM opens and Ford opens and, you know, we don't even, honestly, you know, as far as the teachers that were in Lansing today complaining about, I should have put the egg timer on this conversation. The teachers in Lansing today who were protesting, they want school closed.
Yeah.
How many cases do we even have in the state right now?
What was there, 700 today? 600 to 700?
Is that many?
Yeah.
Because like 3 days ago, no one even died.
Sure. No,
zero. And it was six yesterday, I think.
The state is doing pretty damn good so far.
How many people died today, do you know?
I don't know. I'll look for the update.
And so here's the thing. If we're, and schools are already saying, oh, no, we're not having people in school. If you can't have.
Not all of them.
The youngest people in school, then why are you going to have the college people in school who are going to go party and they're going to spread and they're going to be super spreaders and they can't be controlled?
They're more susceptible.
Kids go home.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that it's entirely safe because I barely trust anyone. even like a 6-year-old, I don't trust them. You're going to think you're too important. but there's a mask mandate now in the state for
camps and
children
care centers, but not necessarily
COVID-19!
Schools.
Why wouldn't they be for schools? What's the difference?
Well,
yeah, she did say camps and
most public schools that I.
By the way, she said yesterday she announced that racism is a public health. How'd she put it? Did you see that?
Public health issue.
Crisis,
right?
Crisis, a public health crisis.
Yeah. I really think it should be poverty, but.
Yeah, I would agree.
You know, by the way, interesting when you see how it affects people disproportionately, and COVID does affect minorities disproportionately because of multi-generational living or...
Well, did you hear Fauci talk about this subject?
No, what did he say?
He said that there are, and I can't explain this without sounding like Jimmy the Greek, he just said that there's something about certain groups, as in
Jimmy
not...
the Greek.
Yeah. There's something in their makeup that makes them more susceptible to COVID.
Physically.
Physically,
sickle cell type?
Yes. As in something like that. As in the same with taller men, balder men.
Yeah.
I mean, there are certain things that make minority groups certain minority groups are more susceptible to COVID. And he said that's part of the explanation.
The theory on height because of the aerosol or the talking is because they're taller and the heat rises up. Which is why they don't think kids spread it so much because they're short. That's just a theory.
Makes sense.
Well, yeah, but if it's true, it seems a little too simplified, babyfied. So anyway, I was saying you see the breakdown of ethnicities and how it affects. I haven't seen a breakdown, and maybe it's out there, and someone please send it in of socioeconomical status, like your income level.
Well, it's got to be. I mean, of course, it's more.
You would think because
there's only certain things people even measure anymore.
Well,
think
of the people that keep working too, the frontline, you know, grocery store, convenience store.
I haven't heard that many people who are working are getting COVID. I haven't heard that Kroger has some horrible outbreak Meijer has some incredible outbreak. Yeah.
You would think a low hourly wage people that tend to keep working, say at restaurants,
some of them think
it would be higher amongst them because they are out there,
you know, honestly,
front and center.
Because I've been up on Royal Oak, there's not been a lot of problems in Royal Oak. It's been pretty darn good. But, you know, I think people are used to it. Most people that go out are, you know, they want to live their lives, but they don't mind wearing masks.
They've got cabin fever.
They're exceptions, but most. So, look, I want to stop the clock on this stupid fucking influenza.
Although, I don't know. There's a celebrity that came out with her positive test. We should talk about later.
I've had enough Alyssa Milano to last me the next 6 years.
I don't believe her. Although she did post.
I'm not sure I believe her.
She
either.
Did post an antibody test on Twitter. I don't know if it's hers, but she posted an antibody test.
Oh, and she's bragging about, I can't wait to give blood with my great antibodies because now I'm so special. And yeah. By the way, what kind of a world do I live in where Joe Rogan has three times as many downloads as I do?
Now you're more. Well, honestly, did you read her description of her illness? It sounded like she had it worse than anybody ever, too.
She did not. I want a forensic accountant stat on this story. I don't even think she has the antibodies.
Oh, speaking of that, Drew, today's boner line later on today is going to be a special forensic accountant edition. That's right. We already had one a few months back. I'll play it as a replay. And, we're going to get caught up on all the things that you called for an
Good.
Final point on COVID, because you asked the question. 722 cases today, 26 deaths.
Oh, 26 deaths? That's the most in a few days, isn't it?
Well, I mean, I don't know if it's a backlog of deaths.
Not that that's a lot for the state.
Okay, here's your caveat. 17 were identified during vital record reviews. So, you're talking 9.
I saw that they were breaking down where most of the cases are coming from. The number one place was nursing homes.
Sure.
Still. So, sure. Nice job. Anyway, Facebook Live is brought to you by Emergency Response Services Incorporated. Water is everywhere in your home. Leaky sink. Washing machine, behind the fridge, under the dishwasher. The washing machine. I've been through that. Keep an eye out for any water in your home. And floods, too. It happens. We had a lot of rain recently, and there were people with a lot of water. Water's the enemy. Emergency Response Services Incorporated will help you and also help you with storm damage, fire damage, COVID-19, if you got a place of business or service vehicles that you want disinfected, they do that. Call 877-JOB-DONE or visit 877-JOB-DONE.com. Mold is another thing they do. 877-JOB-DONE for Emergency Response Services Incorporated. And Zot Jeep Dodge Ram deals in the D.com. Everything is back to normal. They're doing their thing. And they've got the Drive Forward event. It's a Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram offering some great deals like the 2020 Ram Quad Cab Bighorn for only $188 a month. Jeeps, you can check out the new 2020 Loaded Jeep Compass at just $155 a month. Then the new 2020 Jeep Grand Cherokee as low as $247 a month. And, of course, there's Wrangler. Right now, get Zot employee pricing for everyone, 0% financing, and $1,500 in rebates if you want a new Jeep Wrangler right now. Speaking of now, you better hurry because, as you know, the shutdown had inventory drying up pretty quickly. Hopefully they'll catch up. But your best shot's now. Get the party started at dealsinthed.com. And Hall Financial is on that big old sales call this morning. Ooh. And do we have the number for the Kenwood Hotel?
We do have the number. It's Sherwood, right?
Sherwood. I'm sorry. Is that Walled Lake?
It is Waterford? Technically Waterford Township. It's basically where Dixie Highway and Telegraph hit.
Oh, okay.
Been through there a million
times. Sure, that would be the right place by the flea, I would stay.
Right by the flea market.
You have any reviews for the hotel? I should point out first.
I'll find some.
This is where Susie Zhao was believed to be with this 60-year-old who has this terribly violent past.
Yeah.
They alleged that he murdered her, and then she was found burned to death, correct? Or burnt, her remains were burnt in a recreation area. And it's kind of mysterious. Like, who is this guy? What is she with this guy
that
for?
That sure is a mystery.
And the hotel, it seems like, what? This is a poker player. I mean,
yeah,
World Series
there?
Poker person. What's she doing in this crummy? I mean, it looks, well, I don't want to say crummy until we hear the reviews. But then last night
it's
on
got
the
free
news,
Wi-Fi. Saw that on the sign.
Okay. That's good.
Okay.
Do they have HBO? Do they mention that? I remember one place would go, we have HBO!
You know what? I got to find the picture because there was something on the
color TV.
Color TV,
it was
yes.
Something like, no, you know what it was? It was kitchen. Okay, here you go. Free Wi-Fi / HBO. Micro fridge LED screen. So they have LED TVs. That's pretty impressive.
Okay, I'm psyched for the reviews. I just want to point out what was so weird about the story last night was that they reported that Susie Zhao,
Jesus, Brandon,
and this, oh Christ, and this old guy, this 60-year-old guy, old guy. I'm 60, by the way.
he looks older than me. Way worse.
Looks a lot worse.
Yeah.
I know. Sometimes I find out people are 60, and I go, what?
Yeah.
You're 60?
It's like we're talking about the Wilford Brimley cocoon line. There's actually a Twitter. Have you ever seen the Twitter page for the Brimley cocoon line?
No.
It gives a happy birthday to any celebrity that turns the age that Wilford Brimley was when he filmed Cocoon. And it's really fucking funny because he was 50 in some days. And it's just really funny because every celebrity looks way younger than Wilford Brimley did, which is a testament to the casting director of Cocoon.
Some people just look really, 60 can be really old. I mean, it just seems like some people are like, oh my God, you're finished. Look at you. And then, I hate to say that, but it's just brutal. Anyway, this guy who does look all of 60 and then some, he would share a room with Susie Zhao, the World Series of Poker player, and they said, they both used the room, would rent the room, but they were not there at the same time, generally. You'd have one in there, and then that person would leave, and then maybe she might show up later, and then she might leave, and he might show up again, which is like, what is that?
I'm just spitballing here. Sounds something drug-related in a weird way.
Well, yeah, maybe the rig and all the goodies are in there, and they kind of take turns,
and more, but yeah.
I wouldn't trust the other person, though. They'll just raid the stash more than I'll have a chance to, and I'll get burned! But anyway, so
real quick, here's who's crossed the cocoon, the Brimley cocoon line. Carson Kressley has been the most recent person.
He looks from Queer Eye,
a lot younger.
Yes, Ellen Pompeo.
Yeah, she looks pretty good.
She looks really good. Matthew McConaughey.
Oh,
P. Diddy.
Oh, really? Diddy?
Ty Domi. I mean, it's crazy to think of how old Brimley looked during Cocoon.
Well, I can't picture Pompeo wanting to hang out and bone Brimley. That seems kind of weird.
You never know.
But they'd be the same age.
He's not her type.
Well, anyway, they interviewed the manager from the hotel, and he was like, damage, and I couldn't really understand what he was saying, but he seemed to be saying that he wasn't happy with the rental arrangement, even if they were there separately. Whatever, apparently the room was not left in the greatest of conditions. So I was kind of intrigued to call over there and find out, did these people have this rental arrangement that they would rent the room, but only one could be there at a time so they could maintain a single? Or, well, I mean, that's just so weird that they said that on the news, but they did. But anyway, Hall Financial is the holder of the Hall Financial Hotline, of course. And we'll have to open that up and see what's going on at this hotel. People are refinancing like crazy right now, and they had a phenomenal month. I think their biggest month ever last month. And boy, just call. They know our listeners. They enjoy our listeners. So if you would like to save money, and who doesn't, especially in a mortgage, something goes on forever and ever and ever. Call 248-308-5000. Interest rates are as low as 2.5%. They've never been lower. I mean, they've never been happier to be in business. It's such a great time for them.
Yeah, home sales are up, man.
Go to DavidHallMortgage.com/Drew and Mike or go to our website, click the link, fill out the online form, and whammo, they get back to you. NMLS number 1467435. And they're also quite amused that people in our audience are expressing guilt over keeping the making the average days go up because they do an average of 19 days. And we have apparently some disorganized listeners have caused that to go up, and they said they were sorry.
The National Association of Realtors announced home sales are up over the last month. Care to guess by how much?
Last month? You mean versus last year?
Yeah.
I'd say like 18%.
Yeah, 15%.
That's really good.
That's incredible.
So let's call the hotel.
Gladly.
I know, with Susie Zhao and what's this guy's name?
This is such a weird story.
It really is. And I didn't know what I expected to find or what the person would look like. I mean, you tend to think, have some sort of a picture in your mind. I don't really know what I was thinking, but I was not thinking of that guy. And he's... This guy is trouble. I mean, I'm dying to know...
His rap sheet is so long.
It really does seem like it would be a drug thing. It just really, really does. I mean, it doesn't matter. And I'm not judging, but I just can't figure out what would these two people have in common? Unless it's that he has a wiener and she has the other thing.
No, she can do better than that.
I know. I'm not sure the guy could get 5/8 anyway.
Jesus Christ.
You have to be minimum 5/8 to make it happen. And that's really tricky. That's really iffy.
The Seacrest line. It's the Seacrest line.
It's always iffy with Seacrest.
Sherwood Martin.
Hello, sir. Wow. Hello?
Yes.
I can't hear that. It seems that there's someone making an awful lot of noise in the background. Hello?
Yes, hello.
Oh, hi. Do you guys have any rooms available?
Yes, we do.
And what's the cost per room?
For how many people?
Let's say it was one person, maybe sharing a room.
You have any pets?
Nope. I'm just asking because I'm...
$55 a night. $55.
Okay, that's pretty good. I'm calling from the Drew and Mike show, and I saw you on the news last night talking about the Susie Zhao story.
Yes.
I couldn't quite understand what you were saying. Were you saying that was the room damaged in some way?
Well, if you need any, if you have any question about that case, you have to talk to the prosecutor.
Okay, he told me that I could ask you this one question, which was, it was said that they shared the room, and one was there, and then the other was there, but they usually weren't there at the same time. Is that a typical arrangement? Could I get a room with someone else and share the room that way?
Well, whatever the question you have, you want to ask the prosecutor.
He said to ask you.
We don't have any rooms, so whoever can share the room.
But Drew was self-appointed to ask a few, like one question.
No, I was. And also, I was wondering if I did stay there, could I share the room with someone as long as we're not there at the same time and get the $55 rate?
No.
No?
Oh.
No.
So this guy, the alleged murderer, he didn't get the $55 rate?
Well, as I told you, whatever, if you need any more information, you have to contact the prosecutor for the case.
Not related to that story. So single one person room is $55. What if I have somebody with me, two people in one room?
It's the same price.
Oh, really? Well, then why wouldn't they be there at the same time? And I guess there was some people were saying that there may have been a reason that they gathered in that room. It might have been some illicit activities relating to getting high. I don't know.
That doesn't happen.
Some people are saying that. And the prosecutor apparently doesn't really care what you say, so I don't know. It's crazy. Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, I guess there may have been some drug use there. I mean, can you just verify that?
Well,
just say yes.
As I told you, no comments on that one. And okay.
What about that story?
Boy, you really hold your ground, I got
to
say.
Am I allowed to do drugs in the room when I rent it?
Well, there is nothing going on like that activity. If I find any of the rooms like that, he has to be out right away.
Okay.
If someone complained me about that, I take the actions right away.
You're a man of action.
Yeah, I appreciate you taking a stand because that's the scourge of our society. You're one of them,
yes,
anyway.
Yes, so. We don't encourage that type of activity in my premises, as long as I know.
Okay.
And I try to run the simple operation because there are so many people living from so many years now.
I see.
There's no narcs that stay there, are there? Do you have narcs?
Well, I can't give any of the information about whoever's staying here.
I like your style. By the way, was that the first time you've been on TV? Because I don't recall seeing you on TV before.
Yeah, you can say that because I'm just went outside for the work and I seen the TV guy over there and he just come to him on my face.
Wow.
So,
did you feel prepared enough to be on TV or did you want to go freshen up, get a little powder?
No, I don't feel like that.
No, you're a man of action. Totally comfortable on the air. I've never seen you on because I thought it was your first time because I watch a lot of TV and I've never seen you on TV before, but you were comfortable and I thought it you came over very well.
Oh, I don't know. I haven't seen yet. So
what?
I don't
you didn't
know.
Record it?
No.
What? You should put it on your sizzle reel.
No. I don't feel like to record it.
Well, listen, you did a great job, and I'm glad you were able to help them with the case. It's certainly something we're all hoping to get answers for. So thank you so much for your time, sir.
Yep. Thank you very much.
And good luck to you over there.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Okay, I do not understand this. One person in the room at a time thing. It doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't seem very germane to any story.
I mean, I'm not kidding. When they did the story last night.
What channel? I want to see him. I want to see this wonderful appearance for a guy that you've never seen on TV.
I've never seen him on TV. I've watched TV for all my life. I've never seen him on TV before. honestly, it's incredible.
What a concept. I'm sorry, what channel? Channel 4, maybe?
I think it was... Channel 2 at 10:06. Channel 2 at 10:06? Was it last night or the night before? But I mean, honest to God, was it like a big deal that, you know, these people were never in the room at the same time? I mean, they had the same room. It was room 7, by the way. While you're looking, I'll mention that this is a big weekend in Royal Oak. It's supposed to be nice this weekend, I hope. Anybody know?
Check it out. Weather? Yeah.
Hopefully, because down people have been spending their bucks, the Royal Oak bucks, every day.
Hot, man. Yeah, hot and sunny.
I mean, give me a dashboard to look at, please. It's so exciting to see how many people are going and where they're going. I think it was Blaze Pizza. There were all these ones the other day. I'm like, I've never seen that place on there before. Anyway, so people are shopping and dining with your Royal Oak bucks at all your favorite places like Rail and Anchor, the Office Coffee Shop, and Lafayette and Fourth. Mylan Pizza, Chrome Clothing, Mint Hair Crafting, Joshua Gold Custom Clothier, Vera Asian. I mean, on and on and on. People just spending recklessly with their Royal Oak bucks, which is great. They love it. So don't forget the Lyft. Free Lyft, $10 if you use GO2RO. Go to Royal Oak. That's your code for Lyft. $10 off your ride in, and do the same thing going home. $20 round trip off on your Lyft round trip. How about that? How about that? And then the $20 too. That's like a $40 night before you spend a cent. So spend your money and get ready for more money from the city of Royal Oak. They're going to dish out more Royal Oak bucks. And who knows, maybe around Christmas time they might do something crazy too. So support your favorite business responsibly, wearing masks, keeping safe distance. And they're trying to make sure that everybody's safe as well. It's a good deal all around. And free parking through August at all the lots in Royal Oak. Pretty good deal. And Dr. Yaldo's back. Dr. Yaldo, a sign of normalcy amid all the ugliness is that Dr. Yaldo is back doing his thing and that they're safe enough to do this. In fact, staff is 100% healthy, following all regulations with daily temperature checks, working with pristinely safe equipment. Corona's forced a lot of change, but one thing you can look at changing for the better is your eyesight. Hundreds of our listeners enjoyed freedom from life with glasses and contacts and now see better than they ever did before, including the gal who was legally blind without contacts, Carly, and she's now 20/20.
Wow.
Just 19 years old, too. Get a free evaluation. Find out which procedure will change your life in ways you can only imagine by calling 800-398-EYES or go to YaldoEyeCenter.com. And remember to tell them we sent you because it's $1,500 off with the Drew and Mike discount. Be done with the hassle. Support those who have stood by us, and they also have great financing. You can take your time paying. That's what they say. You go, you know, as far as paying, just take your time. Don't worry about it.
You already see
it's
your man?
Interesting policy. Yeah, I'm psyched.
Nice motel. I like the a touch of having the dumpster front and center. Of.
Are those arborvitae on the right? Or what are those?
They are some kind of evergreen.
Are those sort of disorganized arborvitae?
Oh, my God, you're right. There doesn't seem to be a rhyme or reason as to who planted those in any kind of order.
I think they were all put there individually.
they're not
purchased all at once.
That's really funny.
And not by this owner, either.
In the same room, but not at the same time.
What?
The owner of the Sherwood Motel tells us they...
Monica Gale at home, that's quite an echo. Could she get some dampers?
Yeah, that's not good. She should get some of these panels.
Both have stayed in this business several times over the past year, but he had never seen them together.
He do some damage in my rooms or trash my room. That's why he's in my do not land lease.
Oh, he's in my do not land lease?
Lend lease? I don't know.
I think he means his picture's in the lobby. I'm pretty sure that's what he meant.
With a circle slash.
I still see places, most notably my local Chinese restaurant. When you walk in there, there's like a plaque full of like 60 checks, and it says, do not accept from any of these. And it's just it's just rows of checks.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Wait, so they
So why is he telling Channel 2 about all the damage and he won't admit it to us? Why we have to talk to the prosecutor? He just tells them.
Should we call him back?
Maybe.
I don't want to bother him again. You want to bother him? I'll bother him.
Not right now. I want to give him some time to rethink his policy.
Maybe he's going to plant another arborvitae in a random spot.
Are there other reviews? How are the reviews for that place? I mean, the guy seems serious.
So there's two on Facebook. Let's see. First review is
Are we on Facebook, by the way?
Not anymore.
Okay.
First review on Facebook is from Jew Stoney. And
wait, what did you say?
That's the person's name, Jew Stoney. J-U for the first name, Stoney for the last name.
I thought it was J-E-W.
No, you racist.
I thought it was Juice, Juice World.
I was wondering if Mike Stone was on there using some kind of code.
Well, he's Jewish.
I know.
I didn't think about that aspect. Jew Stoney wrote, nasty and ran down. Very rude service. I don't find that guy's rude.
No,
not at all.
Look how cooperative he was. His first time on TV, too.
Gerald Wayne Armstrong wrote,
nasty cockroaches, drug heaven, and hooker everywhere. It's even worse than the Waterford Motel. Nice narking on the Waterford Motel.
Yeah, that's kind of crap,
sure,
isn't it?
Motel. Then there's some on Google.
Well, it sounds like he's really, really coming down on the drug use, though.
Sure. On Google, care to
guess, new policy.
Care to guess what their average out of 57 reviews are on Google reviews?
I'm going
to
say 2.8.
How do you do this?
Is it 2.8?
It's 2.9.
Wow.
I'm blown away by that.
Okay. That's pretty funny.
Andrea wrote, my room is not clean. They would not let me use two extra towels or two extra plastic cups. Seems cheap at the motel. Not friendly staff at front desk. Thumbs down. And she actually wrote thumbs down.
Wow. Can you read a 5-star review? I just want to hear what people like about the place. Because he's such a nice guy. And you know,
I thought he was great.
He was. He was great on TV for his first time. That's for sure.
Linda wrote, booking was easy. Check-in was totally simple, too. I enjoyed the great customer service from the friendly staff. I will stay here again.
God, don't you wonder, like, what's the difference between her and the last one? Like, I'd like to see those two people. Like, just the person.
Here's a picture of her.
The 5-star person. Let me see.
It's a picture of Linda.
I want to see if when I look at her, I'm going to think that she has extremely low expectations.
That's a picture of her.
Or she's just really nice.
Well, that's the only thing she's reviewed on there.
Look at her.
She also reviewed an air duct cleaning company.
You take a look at her, she's a slob.
So. She gave two things, two 5-stars.
She looks really nice. Read another 5-star review, please.
But it's not like she's walking around just handing out 5-stars.
No, I know.
There's a slob. There's a real slob.
BLM Detroit gave it 5-stars, and this person wrote, every time I stay there,
wait,
it's...
BLM?
That's what it's just
Black Lives Matter registers at hotels?
Every time I stay there, it's an okay stay, just wish it was bigger.
Well, that's nice. I mean, for this so far.
This might be the most honest 5-star review. Great place when you need it.
Okay. I get it. You don't have enough to stay down the road, so you got your $55.
A bunch of 5-stars with no review. Here's a 4 out of 5-star. I gave it an extra star because it was better than I expected, though not great. Room seemed clean and the price was good. We'll use if needed again.
Well, I think if the room's clean, that's almost unexpected.
4 stars. Great place for a rendezvous.
Nice.
a
rendezvous with cockroaches is not cool. Yeah. Wow. She's not going to want to do it again. You're not going to get a retap. No retap if there's gross towels and cockroaches.
It's cheap. 3 stars.
Unless she's paying, then there'll be a retap because you won't care.
It's funny because you can do response from owner, and the response from owner replies to all the 5-stars or 3-star and 4-star ones, but not so many of the 1-stars.
Oh, he's thankful for the 4-star?
Yeah, he thanks people for staying there.
I am thanking you.
Let me see. There's another one. Very filthy, dirty bathroom, shower, bugs crawling on the bathroom floor. No toilet paper or soap. Only one washcloth for 2 adults. Cockroaches on carpet area. Not much lighting. That,
oh, boy.
Not much lighting. I mean,
yeah, well, that's that kind of place a lot of times. It can be lighting.
How I feel like they're nitpicking now because after that it's freezers full of built-up ice. Bed is not clean. Shouldn't bed is not clean be a little higher?
Oh, man.
Bed to be shared with owners. Shitter down hall. Email frreynolds@warthog-orgyfart.edu.
Here's another one. Nasty, dirty, bathroom light switch hanging out. If you touch it, you're going to get shocked and die. Management aware of how dangerous it is. Shutting it off is like having a strobe light. Floors are all soaked because the shower's right there.
Oh, man.
I don't know what that
does the answer to the 5-stars be saying, did you see me on my first TV appearance?
You should give him 5 minute review it for you. I've never seen him on TV, but I thought he did a wonderful job. Let's see, this is the worst place ever. This place is disgusting. There's black mold all over the shower. I went to brush my teeth in the
We need to get emergency response services over there.
Brilliant. We should call him back and offer.
We should.
Offer to have him contact them.
Yeah, we'll give him the phone number.
I'd like to offer you to contact
him. Here's the phone number. 877-JOB-DONE.
Please contact.
You can knock that bad review right out. and the mold.
I went to brush my teeth and the sink covered the whole bathroom floor in water.
How?
Wait, no, how? Are you really sloppy at brushing your teeth? Is that the problem?
The door to the room isn't even connected.
How could you cover the whole bathroom floor brushing your teeth? That's, I don't care. This is not on our friend over here.
It's amazing. The door to the room isn't even connected properly, so anyone can easily come up and not even put effort into kicking the door down. There's no hot water. The bed smells revolting.
Oh, God.
Terrible place. Not worth your money. The place all around is just revolting. I don't know how that passes the health code. And my brother can't even come visit me here, or they call the cops because there's extra people, which is complete bullcrap.
Huh? Wait.
Can you decode?
Wait a second.
Can you decode what that means?
He said that it was the same price for one as two. And he said, oh, no, that's not true. About the, you know, one in the room for, and then the other one not in the room, and then she's in the room, so, and he's not in the room. And maybe that's because extra people he calls.
Does it mean that he, and
I'm not sure he was completely forthcoming.
It's probably a good call. Does he think if there's a bunch of people coming in the room that he doesn't know about, there's going to be some drug activity?
I'm going to have to support the owner on this.
Yeah.
I'm going to support our friend.
This place doesn't deserve one star, but I had to do it so I can post this. There was a roach in the bathroom. Okay. Broken toilet in room. One star.
Sounds like at least a two star.
Response from owner. Sorry for the inconvenience. Can you tell me what room number you stayed?
See, they're on it.
Yeah, but no response. Too many hookers and drug action. One star. Thank you for the review. We try to keep the place quiet, and we don't have such type of activities on the premise. Sis.
Yeah, boy. Well, it's tough.
Looking for. Oh, boy.
I tell you.
Was most horrible when I woke up with bed bugs lashed to my skin. I searched and was so many bed bugs everywhere. Big, small bed bugs. Big, small bed bugs. Was afraid to go home and being them. Oh, and I guess bringing them with me to my own.
Absolutely.
Bed. The staff.
If that guy went home, I'm giving his house a one-star review.
The staff at least refunded me for the horrible nightmare. That's good.
It's not worth it. I'd rather be $55 poor and not have bed bugs.
It's a hole in the wall. Upon giving us the key, the manager said it was a nice room, and when I say it's a hole in the wall, I mean there was literally a hole in the closet wall and the floor.
Oh, no, that's just so people can watch you having sex.
The flower could definitely move. And I don't understand people, how they write sometimes. Good place to hide a body or something, period.
Oh, boy.
I also did not appreciate the manager barging into my room at noon on the dot to tell me I need to get out. I'm not a hooker. I'm not a homeless person. You're supposed to call and remind me if I oversleep. I only stayed at that crappy hotel because nothing else had rooms available. He is a man of action.
They don't even call. They just bust in. Hey, get out of here.
It's noon. That's why the doors
aren't. Physical presence puts much more pressure on people. That's another effective policy.
That's why the doors aren't attached, so he can burst in at noon no matter
what.
He's a
maverick in the hotel industry in that way.
He should be teaching a class.
Oh, boy.
Oh, fuck.
Well, I saw a fascinating video today. I watched, first of all, someone sent me this, a guy counting to a million. And, of course, immediately I thought, oh, it must be a David Wimp video. No, it's Jeremy Harper counting to 1 million. And I think the video starts with him.
Is that
it like 999,000 and 980 maybe?
Hmm.
So he does the last 20 counts and then he goes nuts. And this guy can chicken dance, let me tell you.
Did you watch the one that I sent to you about him?
No, I did not. Is that the same guy?
It's the same guy, but it's his whole story. And
what's his story?
His story.
Go ahead and play it, Brand. You can tell me a story over this guy until he gets close.
So, I think he thinks it's a bigger, like, bringing people together type movement as opposed to him just counting to a million.
Hmm.
19.
Wimp would be yelling numbers at him.
He's trying to mess him up.
2,000.
David.
No.
David, don't do that.
200 million.
David.
275 million.
David's worried about not being called the count anymore.
898 million.
Huh? Think this guy's
Is
this guy elevated his achievement a little much, do you think?
Yes.
Yeah, I've seen that. 999,997. Well, you get a calculator to solve it.
Yeah, Wimp did it on a calculator.
Okay.
Oh, here you go. Here's a million.
It's really cocky here. Watch this. He's got his arms up in the air.
1,000,000.
And there's a screen in the background congratulating him.
They slow down.
Now, watch.
The chicken, yeah.
Yeah, and this guy starts air humping and stuff.
Yeah.
Now, he does do the chicken dance well.
Well, you want to know why? Because people could donate money and make him do things.
Oh.
So, like...
While he was counting?
Yeah, and so they would wake him up in the middle of the night and make him do the chicken dance to donate money, which is kind of, that's kind of the funny. It reminded me of, do you remember talking to the guy who had, like, drivemeinsane.com?
Where yeah, you
turn his lights off.
Yeah. It still works.
Yeah, the site is still up there. It's garbage.
Cut it off before the air humping. I thought it was a little unprofessional.
I don't have a computer, so I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think
should we break the news to Count David Wimp?
I don't think Count David Wimp ever air humped when he completed a notebook.
No, he's classier than that.
Oh, hey, let's try this guy insane.
Yeah, I've seen that.
You want to call him? We can call him.
Yeah, let's call the count.
That's been a while.
So this guy did this in 2007, so we're kind of breaking
the count
news to Count David Wimp.
I hope we're not the first to tell him this.
I'm going to guess we are. Let's see. Hey, do you have Wimpy's number up there, or do I have it here? Do you know, Brandon?
I can get it for you.
The count.
He's always...
The count, David Wimp.
He's always available.
David Wimp, the count.
That man.
Right. Here you go.
The count.
Thank you.
Things are getting wild at Zot Ford and Holly, and we're talking about the Ford Bronco. They've got the new Ford Bronco. Go to ZotFord.com. Go to ZotFord.com. Follow the link to order your new Bronco Sport or full-size Bronco two-door or four-door. The hype is huge, and the Broncos will sell out before you know it. And they still have the Ford Promise, by the way. Buy or lease a new or pre-loved vehicle. If you get furloughed, kicked out of your job, it's happening to people. I hate to say it. But if it happens to you in your first year of ownership, the Ford Promise is there. They'll take the vehicle back. No penalty to you. Finally, they've got the trifecta, the lease trifecta, the new 2020 Ford EcoSport or a new 2024 Escape all-wheel drive or a new 2020 Ford F-150 Super Crew XLT 4x4. Your choice of the three, each as low as $166 a month. I was afraid he was going to get out of number
that.
There. Yes, Zot Ford's trifecta gives you choice of three brand new Fords for just $166 a month. Surf their still massive inventory and their trifecta of deals.
2,000.
At dealsinthed.com.
Oh, yeah.
And Dr. Roche is doing boobs, always boobs, and big boobs, medium boobs, any boobs. Not to mention all the other great things they're doing over there. A lot of liposuction. They're doing a lot of boobs, I noticed, because I, you know, it's a good time to recover from that sort of thing. And the same thing with liposuction or Tracy said he had done, I want to say, 5 rhinoplasties in a week. And Greg is really good at nose jobs. It's what he started doing. So he's a little, cocky about his noses, but he does a great job. And, of course, the tattoo removal, HGH, you want to do fillers.
Your new nose looks great.
You want to do Botox. You want to do the boob lifts are phenomenal. Oh, my God, and they put fat in there, and it's just like, whammo, new rack. All natural, too. So, or find the fountain of youth through HGH. Call the offices of Dr. Roche, 248-338-1110, or go to D-R-R-O-C-H-E. Is that Dave?
That's a great laugh, man. I'll call him here.
Oh, yeah.
He's always in good humor.
It's time to get up and stomp your feet to this great foot-stomping Transylvanian beat. Start nice and slow. 1, 2,
I don't remember that drop.
4, 2, 3, 4, and stomp away.
I don't remember him laughing ever, to be honest.
Find out the number of the day.
What's the number?
Great song.
Number of the day.
Oh, I hear it a lot.
Come along and see you.
Oh, is that so?
Number of the day is 0.
So that's the number. Yes, that's the number.
Count.
Hello.
Count.
Wait, Count David Wimp?
Yes.
The count. Hey, it's the Drew and Mike Show in Detroit.
How are you?
Fine.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
How are you feeling, Count David Wimp?
Pretty good.
Staying safe?
Oh, yeah.
Are you wearing a mask?
Oh, once in a great while.
Okay, when you go out, when you need to. That makes sense.
Do you go out much, Count David Wimp?
Yeah, I rode my scooter to the store this morning.
What store?
Albertsons.
Yeah, I love Albertsons.
Albertsons. And when you say scooter, is this motorized?
What?
Is it a motorized scooter?
Yeah, it's electric. It's, you plug it in at night to keep it charged.
That's pretty cool. And what's the fastest it'll go, like highest MPH, if you take the governor off?
I don't know. Not very good on cement. It's good on the carpet here in the building.
Oh, so it's more of an indoor cart.
It's a motor. Okay, I was thinking like a Vespa, but it's more like a mobile. Yeah, I know like, what you mean.
No, yeah, those chairs. Sense. Take it off any sleep.
How far
jumps?
Is Albertsons from where you live, though? That sounds like it'd be kind of a long drive.
No, it takes about 40 minutes round trip.
Okay.
That's still pretty far. Okay. What could you count up to on the way there
that's
and
a great
back
question,
if you
yeah
counted the whole way?
I don't count.
What, have you retired from counting?
No, but I don't do it driving.
Okay.
Okay, so that'd be a little too much. You could get distracted, get in an accident.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Have you ever been in an accident on the scooter?
My old one, I had one and got hit.
Oh, no. You mean by car?
Yeah.
Was it a drunk driver?
No.
Were you drunk?
No.
Do you drink, Count?
Non-alcoholic beer.
Oh, okay. Oh, duels, that kind of thing.
It's got a little bit of alcohol in there, just a tiny bit.
Of course.
You were in the military. Did you drink back then? I mean, did you used to drink?
Yeah, I drank beer in the Army.
Yeah.
But not O'Doul's. You drank, like, real beer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, sure. Of course. Duh.
Did you ever partake in any marijuana?
No, oh, I've smelled it. It smells like burnt grass.
I want to go back.
I love Count David Wimp. He's great.
I just hate to hear about anybody having an accident, whether it's in a car, a scooter. In this case, both people were in an accident, the car and you in the scooter. Did the police determine who was at fault in the accident?
No police showed up.
Did they say, look, Wimp, be more careful, or did they have to go after the driver?
They wasn't there.
The driver took off?
What? Is it hit and run?
No, we didn't call him.
Oh.
Wait, the cops didn't come?
Yeah, they didn't show up.
Well, so how did you get your scooter fixed?
It wasn't damaged. I just had a scratch, and that was it.
What, was the car going? I mean, was it just a low-speed accident?
Yeah, I was going across the street, and he turned the corner.
Oh, man.
Wow. No, is his car damaged?
Hold on.
No?
Do you think if...
I call this an accident.
Do you think if Investigator Gibbs was on the scene, he'd find him at fault?
Maybe.
He's a great investigator.
Oh, Dave, you've got that infectious laugh. The awesome. Count. Count David Wimp. Hey, we're calling because I ran into something really weird today, and it almost made me mad. I found this thing on YouTube. There's a guy named Jeremy Harper. Have you ever heard that name?
No.
Okay. He counts up to, well, allegedly. They don't show him counting every number. But he was live streaming, and they showed him counting out loud to a million. Now, not in the calculator like you did, but he was counting out loud. Have you heard about this?
No.
Are you a little irritated that he kind of stole your act?
No, because I was first.
Yeah, that's true. And you went way higher than a million. I mean, anybody can do a million.
And the Count did it on a calculator, yes, too. This guy was just saying it.
Yeah.
I mean.
He was also really full of himself.
Yeah. How did you celebrate when you got to a million, Count David Wimp?
Just start a new one.
So you didn't do the chicken dance or something hokey like that?
No.
Yeah, this guy did the chicken dance. He was air humping. It was embarrassing.
Total dork.
Bad sportsmanship.
Say, how big is your city?
Detroit is about 4.5 million.
Oh, yeah.
Could you count up to that? Could you count our population?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, why don't you be a census taker? I mean, the census is going on right now. They want people to count.
Oh, nice question, Mark. Maybe he's really, really into that.
Sorry.
David Wimp is so not into the census. Yeah. I agree, David. The census is incredibly boring.
He disappeared.
But the population, on the other hand, now that's what a fascinating pile of numbers that is.
Cheyenne, Wyoming, probably going to have, oh, I don't know, 62,000.
Yeah.
What about Jackson, Wyoming? Jackson Hole.
I don't hear much. They had a bunch of balloons that dropped to the ground up there.
Oh, air balloons? Seriously?
Yep.
Did you count them?
Yeah, did you count the injuries?
I don't know if they had any or not.
Yeah, those balloons are cool. They used to have a lot of those balloon things in Phoenix, and it was kind of a rush seeing a lot of balloons at once. You could have counted them, and it would have been great. Apparently not.
Oh, they're in your face.
Maybe not so great. Would you be more interested in counting balloons or being involved in the census?
Neither.
Yeah, you'd rather just watch JAG or NCIS or Bull.
Okay.
Any new shows, Mr. Count David Wimp? Are there any brand new exciting shows during COVID that you found while in quarantine?
No, they have, where I live, if you have extra shows on cable, you have to pay for it.
Oh,
really?
Would you like my Netflix username and password?
Yeah.
He can't watch Netflix.
Brandon's offering you his Netflix password.
He'll even come over and set it up for you.
Yeah, I like to see you come out here.
You're calling him out.
I got a numbers question for you. This might fall flat, just like the census. I have a numbers. Have you ever heard of Benford's Law?
Benford's Law.
Yeah, have you ever heard of that that numerical law, Benford's Law?
No.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of L.A. Law?
Yeah, it used to be a show.
Absolutely. It was a great show.
Have you ever heard of Law and Order?
Oh, that's on, too.
All the time.
Are you a fan of Law and Order?
No, I don't like the prosecutor.
Oh, I see. So do you tend to support defendants?
Versha Hargitay? Is that who it is?
Some of them.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Some of them.
I didn't peg you for a defendant lover. I thought you were more a Law and Order guy. But apparently not. David, listen, I know you got big weekend plans to get to. So we just want to let you know that this guy is parading as some kind of a counting expert. But as you pointed out, you got there first. And, I mean, this guy's like, what, Buzz compared to Neil Armstrong?
Yeah, he's a nobody.
Seriously. We haven't called Buzz in a while either.
Get in your car and take a drive out of here.
Yeah, Brandon's going to come out there with all the Netflix information. Yep. And, yeah, we'd love to see you.
Everything.
Ashley actually wanted to go see David, but, boy, that's a long trip.
No, it's not. Isn't that far for her?
A couple hours, I think. Anyway, so somebody may be on the way out there right now, for all I know.
Okay.
Okay, David. Hey, it's great talking to you, buddy.
Yeah.
Okay, let us know when you're going to start counting something.
Okay.
Okay, buddy.
Goodbye.
See you, Count David Wimp.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. I started to
believe I never Count David Wimp. Adding less than nothing to the subject.
Oh, man, we always find out new stuff about him, man.
He seems to know a lot about TV.
He loves CBS dramas.
Yeah, he does.
He laughed at the joke about Investigator Gibbs, who is Mark Harmon from NCIS.
He seems to have a love for the CBS network.
I just feel like it's stuck on the TV. He lost the knob. Like, he actually had a knob that came off. Do you want to hear this guy who's kind of full of himself who counted to a million?
If it's not too long.
It's not too long.
Well, sure, we're really...
We can kill it at any moment.
for an entire summer. It's just you and your dog.
In a million.
And you spend every day staring at the same screen.
Which is something he did to himself.
The whole world is watching you.
The whole world was not watching him.
Thank you. Sounds crazy, right?
Not really.
One, two, three IT nerds sitting around a table.
What
13. Will somebody watch? Maybe somebody will watch this
Shut
idiot
up.
Count to a million. So he said, why the hell not? 87.
You know what drives me nuts about him? He counts so slow.
89.
Wouldn't you just be flying through
That's
it?
He's how long it took me to count to a million. That's how long I was in this apartment.
89 days. Well, he wouldn't be there in 89 days if he went 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15,
16. What did he get for doing it?
46.
Raise money for charity?
I think he likes people watching him. He did raise money for charity.
4 hours a day, 7 days a week.
I think the counting thing really is Count David Wimp's domain.
The only privacy
I think these other
I
people are
in
are interlopers.
People watch me eat.
Hoo-ah.
People watch me sleep. It was kind of like a one-way.
Stop being an interloper.
Having yourself broadcast over the internet is
okay.
Scary.
How much? Thank you so much.
How much would you give to see a picture of Count David Wimp on that scooter driving to Albertsons,
getting in an accident? Oh, I'd love to see the accident.
Man.
I'm still unclear on what exactly happened in the accident.
Some guy just hit him and left.
Yeah.
I don't know if he really hit him.
There's so much I want to know about.
Is it possible that David scratched it some other way and then he sort of invented this
I
car
it
accident?
On him. Yeah.
No.
He invented a hit and run.
David, what happened to your scooter?
Some guy hit me.
No.
That's an awfully small scratch for a car accident.
Aren't you? I'm really intrigued by his background. Does he have a family?
Yeah, I think we've talked about his family. Not that I would remember.
Yeah.
Okay, on the entertainment front today, there were a few interesting things. One, Bradley Cooper on a beach appearing to be on a date with Jen Garner.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Whoa, Affleck's going to be pissed.
Well, now, if you remember, Bradley was the hero who got Ben to go sober. Remember that?
Yeah, he's playing the long game for Jennifer.
By the way, I think that's fake. I noticed that Hollywood people always seem to say, oh, my God, I never would have gotten sober if it wasn't for Morgan Freeman, who came in and picked me up off the ground and drove me to rehab. And I think they just take turns saying that someone else is the hero until it's your turn to be the hero and your turn to go to rehab. Except in reverse order.
Well,
so everyone's a giant hero at some point.
I think Bradley Cooper's a good pick, though, because after all, he played that massive drunk in A Star Is Born. You said he recognized Ben.
No, he's perfect because Brad Cooper is a hero. He's always a hero.
First off, it's Bradley Cooper.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
And secondly, he noticed that Ben had a problem. He started talking like he did.
But what about Lady Gaga, guys?
He started talking like I did in A Star Is Born.
He's trying to make Gaga jealous.
With Gardner?
Yeah, well, she's hot.
She is.
She looks really good in this photo, too. And his brat is on the beach with them. Her brats are nowhere to be found.
Wow. What about, you think, what's her name? Ariana? Who is he?
Dumped. He's done with her.
You think she's going to be jealous of Jennifer Gardner?
Yes, she should be.
It's also worth noting he has quite the man bun going on.
Oh, I know. Brandon, I saw that and I was like, oh, would you stop? I mean, doesn't he have enough going for him without attempting to be cooler with a man bun?
That's why I hate him. He does have too much going for him.
He does. It's annoying. And he sings and people even say it's good when it isn't.
And it's not good.
It's like a national law.
That, you know what?
It's an amendment. You have to say you like Bradley Cooper singing in that stupid movie.
I think it's his attractiveness privilege.
Yes.
Because he's an attractive man, they're going to pretend like he's a really good singer.
Now, the YouTubers, these stories, first of all, the Jake Paul thing, it looks like there are a lot of weapons on that property.
But that's not what the FBI investigation is about, they said.
They're not really saying, are they?
So it is related to the Arizona riot thing that they did.
Is it really?
And
why would they raid his mansion?
The prosecutor where that mall is in Arizona dropped the charges because the FBI asked him to. Meaning that there's something figure behind this investigation.
Well, I got to tell you, there's a lot of weird stuff here. One, there's a bunch of neighbors who say there are loud explosions behind that house almost every night. The guns all over the property. And also, a couple neighbors say a lot of high school kids showing up on the front steps. You know, just, it's a Jake Paul's house.
I think you're right, man. I think it's something about underage girls. I really do.
I don't want to say anything. It's just
an opinion, but it's irresponsible speculation.
But it's just speculation.
I think it's valid, right?
It probably. I mean, this guy's out of control. He's having these giant parties. By the way, the aerial shot of this mansion in Calabasas. He has a house in Calabasas. It's so huge. And if you look at the garbage he puts out on YouTube, look at what these guys can do when they're 20 years old. It's kind of disgusting.
It's really disgusting.
Then there are the YouTube twins.
I've seen that.
Who are pulling fake bank robberies to make good video, viral videos. They're wearing masks and they're dressed in black. And they change clothes suddenly while carrying these duffel bags full of stuff. Then they go get an Uber, and they're filming the whole thing. And they say, our getaway driver bailed. And the Uber driver, of course, is scared. He's like, no, you're not getting in this car. And, of course, people are calling the police. The police come, and immediately they pull guns on the Uber car because someone said the getaway driver is driving up, you know, whatever the model was. So they see this car, and they pull him over, and they pull a gun on him. They think he's the getaway driver. So the police, at this point, they get the two YouTube twins, and twerps, by the way, the YouTube twins. Brandon, what are their names? You remember?
Their names are Alan and Alex Stokes.
Oh, God. Don't they look like the biggest twinks?
Yes. I mean, they should be the twink twins. anyway, the cop, I don't know why he did this. He goes, look, I understand you're having fun, and I know what you're doing and all that, but you just created a very dangerous situation. Somebody could have easily been hurt. They had dozens of 911 calls, which was the whole idea,
no,
I guess.
I want you two to kiss each other.
So that would get them a few million.
Hey, I wouldn't be surprised if they already did.
A little.
Oh, they just pulled the YouTube video down.
A little viral homosexual incestual action.
I was looking for my brother, Al.
So what do they do after this happens? They go and do it again an hour later.
Assholes.
Yeah, and so they get arrested for, I forget what the charge is. It's a pretty serious charge, though.
It's a felony.
I mean, it's really, this is really bullshit. This is how people get killed. This is like swatting almost.
I thought I saw the officer say something like, you guys are lucky you didn't have a gun on you.
Yeah,
no, you're
right.
Charges would have been way worse.
You're right. And then,
I'm so in love with my brother right now.
And then this other dick on YouTube films himself telling guests at Disney World that there was an active shooter.
What a fucking asshole.
I know. Then he tells them that it's a prank, and he films their reactions.
And then they go, you're a fucking asshole.
I think they, undoubtedly, some of them did.
I don't want to see that one.
Of course, that became viral.
What's it called? I want to see people's
reactions. You know, I didn't even write his name down. I just hate these
Dylan
people.
Dylan Birch.
Oh, right? Even his name sucks.
Disney World was put on lockdown, by the way.
Because of him?
Yeah, because of him. Absolutely. Because word got around there was an active shooter. Look at what. No one has any fucking sense anymore. Well, I mean, whether it's, you know, gone. Look at me! Or, you know, people have to be in other people's business, or people to be telling on someone. It's like just.
I can't find anything on this guy. Dylan Birch?
Well, you gotta do a search Disney.
He's a YouTuber.
Shooter prank pops up.
By the way, wouldn't it be nice if YouTube just maybe paid a little more attention to some of the videos they put up?
Yeah.
Because my fear is not only are these people total idiots, but a million people watch it. They're all 15 years old, 16 years old. Do they have any sense? No.
Do you know how old this, by the way, Dylan, D-I-L-L-I-O-N, Birch, do you know how old he is?
Dylan. Wait, I-O-N? Dylan?
It's Dillian.
Isn't he 22 years old?
22. He should absolutely know better.
Well, they're making money. They're making so much money. I think they probably assume that if they get arrested, that, hey, that'll probably be good for my career.
But he's an asshole.
I know. It's... Well, Jake Paul's an asshole, but he lives in a giant mansion in Calabasas.
How old were those twins?
How old are the twins?
23.
They're 23? They look like they're 12.
No, they do not look 23.
Oh, my God.
No one messes with my brother!
So, there was an accompanying article.
At least all three of those guys will be done soon because they're aging out.
I hope so. But, of course, they're teaching a whole new pile of youth all these ridiculous things to do. They had a story today about Pop Smoke and Mac Miller and Juice WRLD, all of whom have albums out. They're all dead.
Yeah.
All their albums are doing extremely well because they're dead.
Stupid.
So, you know, death,
street cred.
Stupid.
Death continues to be great. And in the story, they mentioned that, you know, death is such a common thing in the music world, and they're talking about hip hop, and it references a Wikipedia thing. So I go to Wikipedia, and Wikipedia has the list of hip hop stars who've been murdered. 53.
Wow.
53. In fact, they said, because most of these musicians are fairly young, because hip hop isn't that old, they said that as far as a 2015 study on the cause of death for hip hop musicians, murder is the number one cause. 51.5% of the deaths of hip hop musicians is murder.
Are overdoses 40%?
I don't know, but I mean, how fucking crazy is that? Is anybody in the hip hop world? I mean, shouldn't they have a PSA going out? Okay, don't get murdered and don't murder anybody.
Yeah,
we got to stop this murder problem in the community. Well, it does sell records.
Look at a lot of these names. I don't even know half these guys.
I didn't know a lot of them either.
Especially going back, though. You'd have Biggie and Tupac and Jam Master Jay and Proof.
Yeah, well, 53. I was thinking, yeah, there's got to be at least 25 guys murdered. Yeah. 53. Yeah. And that actually is the end of 2018, I think. So there's more.
No, it goes
How
up
much
to,
you get a forensic accountant on that?
Yeah, we should. Absolutely. We always need a forensic accountant. Are you trying to tease the boner line, Brandon?
I sure am.
Well, why don't you bring us the boner line? In fact, I'm going to say that Luke Nowacki is bringing you the boner line today because overreaction is not the strategy for the long-term investor. Neither is burying your head in the sand and hoping it all turns out for the best. Call Luke Nowacki at Pinnacle Wealth Strategies. If you're wondering, what do you do in a pandemic? He has some great ideas. 248-663-4748, rational financial advice. Coronavirus, what does this mean now? What does it mean in 6 months? What does it mean in 6 years? Stocks, bonds, balanced portfolio, how balanced? 60-40, 60-30-10? Do you move your 401k, your college savings plan? How safe does that have to be in a time like this? Is your company in the right investments? Is your pension fund meeting its projected return? Get advice, get a strategy, call Luke Nowacki, Pinnacle Wealth Strategies. 248-663-4748, Security Investment Advisory Service off through Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated, member of NRA SIPC. Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated, separately owned other entities in or names, marketing services, products, and referenced here are independent of Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated, and they bring you the boner line.
And today is a special edition. It is a all forensic accountant. Here's just a little example of what our forensic accountant provided with us a couple months ago.
Hey, Drew, I came up with a list of some of the things you wanted your forensic accountant to look into, and I wondered if he ever got back to you on these things yet. You were wondering if Martin Luther King's family really pays $80,000 a month in maintenance fees. Did Constantine and Cato Kalin both really lose their dogs the week before you lost Mag? Oh, and did Kevin Sorbo lose his dog a month before Mag? What was Boltman's actual reserve price for his costume? Did Christine Blasey Ford really raise $530,000 on her GoFundMe account? Did the bullying get worse for Aaron Carter after he got clean and sober and started making millions of dollars again? Did Casey Viner stop playing video games for 2 years? What were the two jobs the guy in Cops had? Did he really have two jobs? Did Kobe Bryant really babysit Peyton Manning's kids?
No.
Did Katie Sowers really boss the San Francisco 49ers around? Did Frank King really have a gun in his mouth? And how many suitcases did he really carry? Did four biker fans really block Air Supply's path? Did the 9-year-old speaking out on immigration really come up with all that on his own? Meghan Markle and Prince Harry's charities, where's that money going? Did Poroskova really put all her modeling earnings into her marriage to Okasik? Did he look into why Brandon was needed for the trip to Art Van? Was it really closed? How long did he wait in the car, and where was Kristen? Were there really emails to Jay Towers requesting Christmas music? Did Rudy Galbert really lose his sense of taste and smell? And it probably is too soon for this answer, but what was the actual number of cops that surrounded Righteous Rick, and did Special Force members actually tackle him?
Okay, so that was the original one, and I didn't like the format where I just kind of threw in a bid bell. I must have been up against a time block when I did that. So this time she did call back.
She called back?
She called back and provided the latest set.
Wow.
Of forensic accountant.
Is she an accountant, I wonder?
She is your forensic accountant.
Cool.
And she's at least keeping track of these, and here is the newest one.
This is the unofficial forensic accountant of Drew's Forensic Accountant References, Part 2.
I'm back!
Why did 90,000 people have to fly on Easter?
What's he doing up there?
What are the children's rights that Greta Thunberg's money is going to, and where did she get the money?
How dare you!
And who is financing all of her globetrotting?
On the other side of the ocean.
Did the Star Wars kids with the imaginary lightsaber ever become successful? Did the money from WLLZ face masks really go to frontline workers?
We want to help people.
Did Magic Johnson really call 100 CEOs to check up on them?
No. Big Magic Johnson, what has he done?
Who actually made the pizza that made Michael Jordan sick?
Pig snot.
Is it in you?
When the guy from Phil Donahue's show see those things get out of hand? When did he see those things get out of hand?
Maybe she went in and wanted to lay a couple of guys and it got out of hand. I don't know, you know. It happens.
Did the party that Trudy and Dee went to after their walk downtown really have less than 10 people?
Yeah, right.
Did Chrissy Teigen really put up $100,000 to bail out protesters? And then have to put up a second $100,000? And did she actually have to give it all away?
Just shut up and show your breath.
What did Baby Jessica's investors invest her $1 million in that caused her to go broke?
We'll just take that money and employ significant leverage using computer-assisted high-frequency trading and index fund rebalancing to buy ahead of certain stock movements, and it's gone!
Was Mike Dugan really crying when the 16-year-old got everybody to go home during the riot?
That's all right to cry. Crying takes the fat out of you.
Were there real tears when Drew Brees apologized for the comment he made?
I don't know what I'm doing and everybody hates me.
Did El Chapo really joke with the guards to see if they were up for a joke?
El Chapo?
And is the family of the guard that helped him escape still getting paid?
He is no longer with us.
Who are the people that watch Peter Weinberg's bike ride on social media? How many boiler rooms are there and how many people are in them?
Really?
How did Rodney King spend his $4.4 million?
And he's gone!
Did Jack Buck really cry at the birth of his children?
I wish Jaden Smith was my son!
Did the 17-year-old that is hopeful Gen Z can change the world really donate proceeds from her t-shirt sales to Parkland family?
Gen Z hates open office concepts.
Did O.J. Simpson really go to Seal Stadium?
I'm just saying.
No.
Did the husband of the murdered lady really have a degree in criminal justice?
The great sleuth.
And Charles on the Boner line wanted to know if the people complaining that they couldn't plant a garden ever planted one.
Chlorophyll?
Great question.
Like chlorophyll.
And Drew, I know you ended up seeing the video of Ashton Kutcher crying on Instagram during the video he made for YouTube. So just in case you forgot to cancel your request to see if he actually did cry, I was just reminding you.
Where's Thank Ashton?
You. Wow. I'm such an asshole.
It's quite a list. Well, no, some of these things should be called out.
I looking back on it, almost all of those things, I really do want a forensic account. There are a few of them that were pot shots, cheap shots piling on, but most of them were well meaning. I want to know if Mike Duggan really cried about the 16-year-old.
Probably not.
I didn't think so.
Sounds nice.
Seemed dubious. I mean, it was a nice thing. It was a nice idea to cry, but that's what I fear that it was. But, wow, that's quite powerful. I'm glad somebody's keeping track.
Yeah.
So cool.
Yeah, thank you.
Brandon, did I send you an IRS number today?
Didn't work.
Was it, or was it Social Security? Oh, you guys
called it. It didn't work.
Fuck.
It was a 248 number, and I know when it came in.
Was that the one that came in today at 116 or something?
Yeah, and the person said, hey, I work for Social Security. I know that this 248 number is a scam number, but we called it, and it was like a dude.
Yeah, I think it was his number.
Oh,
you wanted to be on the show.
Oh, really?
Well, I don't know. Speculation.
You know who got in touch with us?
Who?
Jason Stolzheimer.
That's right. Yeah.
From the Von Bondies.
Von Bondies. Yeah. Come on.
pretty cool.
You're kidding.
And yeah, he's living around here. He listens to the show, which is the coolest part.
He does?
Yeah, he does. I think he does. I mean, if he doesn't, it was a pretty good deke. But yeah, so we should have him on.
Wow, maybe next week or something. To him.
Yeah, definitely. And the Von Bondies, I think maybe three of them live here. One of them lives in Minnesota, and they're doing a UK tour, like a festival thing.
Yeah,
and that's what he really likes doing. Because he, I believe, has started another life, the post-van life.
Mm-hmm.
But when they get a nice little run of festivals, they do very well in the UK, I guess. And I looked it up. They, for some reason, they did a lot better in the UK. I mean, why is that? And why wouldn't they have the support in Detroit to do a bunch of shows here?
Because
they have not done shows here in about 10 years.
Why couldn't they, you know... Well, we talk about it with Sponge all the time. Why couldn't they play with Sponge? Or I know they were a little later.
Yeah, they were a little later.
How much later? What, 5 years?
No, that'd be a nice bill. But Sponge plays a lot, whereas these guys really have not. Yeah. I mean, there should be almost a nostalgic thing for them, but he made it sound like, well, I don't know if it was really our best market or one of our best markets.
I think after COVID, we need to have Drew Fest.
Yeah, I like that idea. I'd like to have the Verve Pipe, Sponge, the Von Bondies.
Matt Farley,
absolutely. And Julian Lennon.
Immortal Sin.
And we'll bring in Immortal Sin, yeah. Yeah, Immortal Sin. And we can have
Daviop.
Led, what was it? Zeptoon. Zeptoon can come.
Zeptoon could open. There's another Led Zeppelin cover band that I heard from Downriver, I believe it is.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We could have Count David Wimp come in and MC it.
Absolutely, yeah, you can count down every song.
You can start right now and drive his scooter all the way here.
On carpet.
Oh my God, this is so funny.
I think Drew Fest will be a blast.
I would love to see them play like, you know, the Magic Bag or the Fillmore or something, but I just got the feeling that he really likes doing the outdoor festivals, and, you know, you got to go where you're... Really,
you're already giving them out for Drew Fest. Knock it off.
No, I'm not. I was pushing it. I felt, am I pushing this too hard? I'm going to back off, and then I'll push it harder later. Because I think, why wouldn't people want to go see that band?
I don't know.
I mean, especially when this is over and people are really hungry for some live music
for Drew Fest.
Why not? Yeah. And the Orbitons could play too.
Ooh.
Yeah, Jason has another band too. I can't think of what his other band is. Did you know he had another band?
Did not know that.
Could we have Jason and Jack White make up
the
fest?
Hounds Below? No.
We could have them fight charity boxing match.
Hounds Below?
That's what it looks like.
Oh, that's his second band? What kind of music?
He did a studio album with them. Pony Show?
What kind of music? Is it alternative?
It doesn't say.
Can we play a track? Let's see. Let me see if I can find it on my phone.
He was the front man for Pony Show.
Pony Show. Well, he's got a great voice. Pony.
So he likes Show.
Are they on Google Play? Show Ponies, Doug and Pony Show. Show Ponies. Show Pony Express. They didn't release anything live or put on any records.
Hmm. Okay.
Are they on YouTube? Was it the Show Ponies, did you say?
It says Pony Show in
Pony
all,
show?
In all
oh, wait.
Caps.
Isn't that what I just said?
With two of his former Von Bondi bandmates, Don Bloom and Leanne Banks. This is Hounds Below.
I've got the Show Ponies.
Yeah!
Did you say Pony Show?
That's what it says, yeah.
Pony Show, Mercury Rising, Sadness is Psychedelic, Better Homes and Gardens. What? For some reason, I feel like I'm stupid today.
I think Pony Show is one word, in case you're looking for it.
Okay. Wait, what's this? Show Pony. Man, I didn't realize Show and Pony created so many band titles. That sounds kind of alternative, doesn't it?
That's
kind of kind of a lo-fi indie or something. Why do I have to label everything?
I don't know.
Here, I found Pony.
I was so into that Modern Lovers song that Bowie covered, and Jack White and the Talking Heads and John Cale. And I was determined, like, wait, are these guys proto-punk? Or, by the way, why are bands proto-punk? Why aren't they just pre-punk?
What does that even mean?
I don't know. Or early punk.
Drink myself a new life and I'll end it with the toast. Keep my head down.
It looks like that video would have cost something to make.
I was going
to
say, I like the video.
Okay, Well, we'll see. I mean,
maybe they'll play Drew Fest.
The funny thing is, right away, it's like, hey, man, why are you doing a gig? It's like, COVID, so. Oh, yeah, that. I guess nobody's doing any gigs. Or, I mean, how fucked is this?
We'll get sport. We have sports.
Yeah, I saw where Ward Manuel supports his athletes.
Okay.
And he really appreciates their leadership on these safety issues. It's like, well, what if you guys really took it seriously and they didn't have to do this? Wouldn't that be better instead of you saying you're proud of them for pointing out how shitty your safety is?
So I told you before the show how...
He also did add that the safety of these athletes is the most... The safety of these student athletes is the most important thing.
Seems to be in contradiction to the letter he sent to my email box today.
What?
I think he only sent it to me, too, not every season ticket holder.
Oh.
But I really got so mad when I read this letter, and you know,
you're in the cult, bro.
He writes to, you know, telling everybody what's going on, everything they're doing. They're navigating a historic financial challenge as a result of the COVID-19.
Oh, come on. You got $12 billion sitting there. Shut up. Oh my God. They are such a money machine.
Here, I'm just going to read this, and I think you'll figure out what part I got really mad at. While our fiscal situation is unlike anything we have experienced, our resolve remains unchanged.
Yeah, to suck money out of you.
Nope, to support our more than 900 student athletes.
Oh, you mean by paying them the money that they earn with those billions of dollars in TV rights?
Student athletes.
That would be supporting them.
Who entrusted us with their education, athletic opportunities, and future careers when they chose the University of Michigan. Given the anticipated loss of revenue due to limited or no fans at our games, our department faces an unparalleled level of financial uncertainty.
Well, why don't you fire half the staff and...
These are all the questions that were going through my head when I first read this. Given the anticipated loss of revenue due to limited or no fans at our games, our department faces an unparalleled level of financial uncertainty. As a direct result,
would it help if they weren't paying the softball coach $500,000?
We budgeted
for a non-revenue sport.
We budgeted $61 million less in revenues this year, which could easily double if the decision is made not to play any sports. Which I kind of question that number, but okay. In addition, we are also facing significant costs related to safety to our returning student athletes.
Bullshit.
And staff to campus with COVID-19 protocols in place.
Just think of what you're doing, which is, I guess, being poor.
Additionally, fans are allowed to attend games this season. We are ready to implement significant measures to safely welcome them to our facilities. And then they go through more, cost-saving measures that they've done. Do you want to hear something?
They mentioned their $12.44 billion endowment.
Well, the athletic department is separate from the university, so I don't know if Ward's allowed to jump into
that. I think the university likes the football team.
Do you want to hear some of their cost-saving
measures? Let me guess.
Are you part of the cult? Are you in a trance right now?
Did they fire some of the administrators in the athletic department who are sucking up these giant salaries?
No.
Not really necessary?
Nearly $4 million in department-wide salary reductions.
Okay.
They've delayed significant capital and construction projects.
What is the cost of personnel in the athletic department?
Great question. Approximately $3.8 million or 25% reduction in operating expenses as compared to previous years, primarily due to the reductions in administrative travel, which I'm kind of like, really, guys, spend $3.8 million in administrative travel?
What? Where the fuck are they going?
And expenses associated with hosting home athletic events. Well, you're saving money because... That's not something you did. You're not allowed to have these events. Approximately
$3.8 million?
Mm-hmm.
Is that a lot of private jets for Harbs and Juwan?
I don't know.
I'm serious. I'm like, what?
It says primarily due to reductions in administrative travel, professional development, and expenses.
I don't think anybody's flying coach.
$10.9 million, or 28% reduction in team and game expenses compared to previous years, primarily related to reductions in team travel, recruiting, supplemental nutrition, equipment.
Blowing out ushers
and other
and vendors.
And other team expenses, which once again was something.
You mean like the hotel the night before a home game?
Sure. let's see what else. A year-long hiring freeze for non-essential positions. Well, they're not.
Well, they just get rid of the non-essential positions that they already have.
Okay. I haven't even gotten to the part that made me really angry.
Really?
Let's see. I'll just jump.
What a bunch of
I'm just going to jump to the part that made me really angry. Time and time again, I've seen our fans step up to cheer on our student athletes. Now, I humbly ask for all of our community members to step up once again, if your financial situation allows. I have asked our fans to consider converting their previous season ticket payments, seat license payments, towards a tax-deductible gift to the Champions Fund. Football season ticket holders, please visit this webpage and give us a link. So he wants
Wait, he wants us, who already pay a license. We have to have a license. Boy, that's a tough test to get that license. For the right to buy the season ticket. And then we pay for those tickets. And they would like us to step up again?
Yeah, and then pay it again next year.
Oh, so...
You know, when they actually are going to have a season.
Give me a fucking break.
I'm really kind of insulted by this because you read it and it's kind of a sob story about how, you know, this poor nonprofit, you know, if they paid the players, they paid the players, maybe I'd think about it, but if they paid the players, they probably wouldn't be a tax writer.
No, that is a license to print money. Labor.
What happens when I'm running into trouble and I can't really afford to pay my seat license? Are they going to.
Oh, they'll probably waive it for the year.
Are they going to cut me a break?
No.
I just think that's really,
of course not.
Really
insulting. No, there's a long list of people who pay it, and they'd be so happy to go to the
Exactly. So, you know what? I think I will just use my seat license
and,
money for
and
next
by
year.
The way, charging students full price is really disgusting and pathetic and a ripoff, and you're really showing your ass, colleges.
The letter, I just think it's so insulting.
You know,
they make so much money off these kids, and
the athletes are the ones who have to speak up and say, hey, fuckers, this isn't safe.
I would rather he just call.
Fuckers, why don't you give us some health insurance? We're going to school for a couple years.
You know, Stephen Ross or Jay Ira and Nikki Harris and their family and all the people that also endow things and just ask them for a bulk payment of a couple million as opposed to nickel and diming the people that have to pay the seat license.
The seat license is such bullshit.
It is bullshit.
I don't know.
Everyone does it.
And it's not just because everyone does it does not mean that you're not scamming people because you are. You
can't write it off anymore either.
No,
except for this year.
It's a total ripoff.
Donate it this year, you can.
Oh, please. Really? Why? And why is that?
Because they would convert it into a donation for the Champions Fund, which in that case, get rid of the seat license.
Oh, well, that sounds. First of all, that sounds. If I were the IRS and I heard that and I got that copy of that, I go, fuck you, buddy. I'm auditing all of you.
Well, why not get rid of seat license and just make a mandatory donation to the Champions Fund going forward for the right to buy tickets? It's such horse shit, man.
I know. It is. And it's all. And you know
what? I will say, it really shows like he kind of knows they're not going to have a season this year.
I feel like reading between the lines there. I'm so confused because, you know, here's the NBA, here's the NHL, here's baseball doesn't look so good. Football will not be in a bubble though.
Although baseball.
And these are not paid athletes. So it seems to me
it's
incumbent on them to say, you know what, we're not paying, we really can't do this.
Does it seem like college athletes are speaking out more about the health and safety than professional athletes are?
They are.
Maybe it's
because
they don't get paid.
Yeah. So you have a lot of guys who are, you know, of draft age who are saying, you know, I'm going to sit out the fucking season and I'm going to work out for the NFL because what good is it going to do me to be part of this, go through all these ridiculous protocols and all of this restriction, which, by the way, some people will not live by and will put their risk.
Well, a pro football player can look at it and go, oh, okay, my risk is this, but my reward is this big contract. For a college athlete, what is the reward in playing if they think they're going to get sick?
And as I heard, I think it was yesterday, the risk for an African-American is greater than the risk for other other races.
I was just, I don't know. And then Harb's got in a fight with Ryan Day, the coach from Ohio State, which Stoney alluded to yesterday.
Yeah, what was that about?
They had a conference call with the coaches, and Harbaugh asked Ryan Day about a photo that had former Michigan coach Al Washington, who's now a Buckeyes linebacker coach, and he's on the field working with Ohio State linebackers, which is a violation right now. You're not supposed to be on field coaching. And so Ryan Day told him, how about I worry about my team and you worry about yours?
Which is probably what Harbaugh would say to him.
Oh, I think most coaches would say that. And then
why does he show his ass like this?
Who?
Harbaugh.
Well, I mean, it's kind of bullshit.
They've beaten Michigan how many times? 17 out of 18, and he's going to whine about a picture? Do you know how bad that's going to be? Ohio State's going to go, ha, 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 ha.
Oh, I know they will. But you don't think it's kind of bullshit that they're breaking the rules and they get away with it?
Well, I would imagine, couldn't he have had someone put it to the attention of someone who would have then looked into it as opposed to showing his own ass by bringing it up?
During a conference call?
I'm going to tell it. Ohio State's cheating!
Yeah.
I just wouldn't... I wouldn't want to do that. It's going to be bulletin board stuff. And plus, when you're getting your ass handed to you every year, I just think it just sounds so petty. Well, no wonder you're beating us. You're cheating.
Yeah, that's fair.
God. I honestly...
We'll see you on the field in October.
I know.
Instead of November.
For some reason, I feel like I don't like that for Michigan. I don't know why.
Who cares?
It shouldn't matter.
No, it doesn't matter.
But
I just laugh when I looked at the full Big Ten schedule going, oh, wow, that's interesting. All the rivalry games are early. Okay.
Yeah, because they want to get them in.
Yeah. So what is the final record? Michigan, what? Who cares? They're going to be 5-1. Ohio State will be 6-0. That's a fun season.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I would have thought that what happened at Rutgers with all these cases and Louisville with all these cases and Michigan State shutting down, Ohio State shut down, Clemson shut down earlier, I would think that they'd be sort of feeling like baseball right now, like, is this such a good idea? But it seems like, no, they want this money so bad.
Except, as we were talking about the other day, you know, there's 125 kids on a team. You know, 85.
Yeah, but they don't want to play the last 60 kids.
No, but if they have 40 out, they're still going to.
They don't want to do that.
Of course they don't, but they will if it means
the
money.
The money keeps coming, and you're right. It's not fair. The network's paying for the product, though.
Are people watching it?
But I'm sure they don't care about that. They just want the money.
Louisville has gotten rid of three soccer players that were at the party, that held the party.
Oh, they kicked them off the team?
They dismissed three players and suspended three others. It was a soccer team party.
Really? Is that kind of... That's kind of bullshit. They kicked them off the team?
29 positive tests. Required four other programs to suspend workouts.
You know what's hilarious about that? I would love to look at Louisville's history and some of the stuff that Rick Pitino did and some of the stuff that... What's the coach's name? The football coach.
Oh my God.
Mr. Hotshot. Petrino.
Bobby
Petrino.
Oh, jeez.
And some of the athletes who committed sexual assaults and how quickly they got them back on the field. But God forbid, during a pandemic, you leave the bubble and go to a party like 99% of 20-year-olds are probably going to do anyway.
Sure.
And you kick them off the team? Come on. That's really bullshit. They didn't kick the guy off the team that left the bubble and went to the strip club in the NBA.
No.
And he's paid.
Bobby Petrino.
They don't have a union, so what are they going to do?
Petrino will always be, in my mind, an Arkansas Razorbacks coach because that is where he was when he had the funniest sports picture ever taken. Do you know what I'm talking about? Brandon, just Google Bobby Petrino and then do an image search, and I'm sure.
Is Arkansas where he got in the motorcycle accident with the chick?
You know where I'm going.
But I'm not sure
that
which picture.
Right there, all of those.
And the neck brace.
When you type in Bobby Petrino on an image search, it's honestly what 90% of the pictures are him.
He must have
stupid neck brace.
I think he got in the accident. He's like, God, this is terrible. What did Teddy Kennedy do? Let's go look up this chap quick. Oh, the neck brace. That's great. I got to get a neck brace.
For those that don't know.
It does look like, oh, I can't really move my neck.
I know. It's a serious, serious neck brace.
I got to turn my whole body this way.
He looks so...
motorcycle accident by myself.
All my blood was in my penis.
Some girl in an accident nearby. I saw her on the ground. I don't know what the deal is. She's really hot, too.
She's smoking.
She is hot.
She might be a college athlete.
Hey, shouldn't there be a where are they now on people like her?
We could look her up.
Can we do Where Are They Now and her? God, she's gorgeous. What's her name?
Jessica Dorrell.
Okay, and Bobby Petrino was boning her.
Yes.
They were having a little fling. Was Petrino, he was married, wasn't he?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, and then he
lied. Here you go. Petrino initially said he was alone on the motorcycle. However, and it happened in April 2012. So on April 6th, just minutes before police reports to be released showing that she was also on board, Petrino admitted that she was not only a passenger, but he's been having a relationship with her right before the press release came out. So he was going to deny it all along until... really? You got to do that?
She was hurt, too, wasn't she?
I don't know if she was hurt, but he gave her $20,000 in cash when they were dating.
She was hiding behind the bushes with a broken neck on Bobby's instructions. Fortunately, somebody found her.
Is there audio of that press conference, Brandon?
I don't know. I'll have to find her.
I would love
to. Where is she now? I'd like to know where she is now.
That's a great question. Maybe she's still boning Bobby.
Did he lose his job over there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Mainly because of the money aspect.
But Louisville, who, of course, fires or blows three soccer players out immediately for going to a party, Louisville hired him.
Yeah. Well, that's so because he went to Western Kentucky first and turned him into a winner.
Yeah. No, they wanted to win. I bet these three soccer players, by the way, are not the best players on the team. I'm just going to bet that. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. Don't you think it's bullshit they kicked them off the team?
Yeah.
Isn't that a bit much?
I don't know the fulls because they suspended three others, so I don't know what the issue is with the three that
think of all the sexual assaults and rapes and DUIs and all the horrible things great athletes have done and played in 2 weeks or the next week or in 3 weeks, and they kicked these guys off for having a party.
Louisville said the three dismissed players had previously violated team rules, which sounds pretty... You know, who knows what that means, what team
suspend
rules
them.
Are.
You know, maybe it's really bad. I doubt it.
Good job. Well, they're soccer players, too, so probably
yeah,
saving money.
It's a good way to freak out the football players.
Boring.
Oh, how rotten.
What a disaster. Did you read the Texas Tech story about the coach that I handed you or no?
Oh, about the basketball coach?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good story. How about basketball, man? Hey, how are the WNBA's ratings doing?
Phenomenal. The best I've ever seen.
You know, honestly.
I've never looked before.
After the first game, they said, WNBA ratings are flying high. But.
See, I'll look.
You looked them up and they were doing about a half a million a game or something?
Yeah.
Are they holding up?
Well, here's 5 days ago. Let's see. I'm going to try and find a more recent story.
The women's basketball team at Texas Tech is alleging that there is a culture of abuse being fostered by coach Marlene Stallings, spurring an exodus of more than half the team in the past 2 years. Are women athletes more inclined to be really unhappy about this sort of thing? Transfer or quit? The problem with Stallings' reign revealed in the season-ending exit interviews, which obtained...
You're not ragging it, are you?
...by investigative outlet The Intercollegiate. Stallings and her staff called players disgusting and trash.
And?
Five players from the past two seasons told USA Today Sports. Coaches called post players fat pig, grossly out of shape.
They also said...
What's going on? You having your period?
And grossly disproportional. That's kind of rough.
What is this? What's that?
Coaches dismissed
injuries.
Don't
you want to know how grossly disproportional they are?
You know, this is what's interesting about this is they want to be like the men, right?
Yeah.
They want to be treated like the men. Yeah. They want all the advantages the men have, but they don't want to be pressured to play with injuries. I'm injured. Coaches dismissed some injuries, pressured players to play even when it was recommended otherwise. Happens all the time. In football and basketball. Along with verbal abuse, players claim the coaches have forced them to reach at least 90% of their capacity based on data from heart rate chips during games or face loss of playing time. So is this because they had, heart rate chips? Is that from Bill Gates?
Yeah.
Did Bill Gates slip those in them?
They're misusing them. It's supposed to be a warning sign.
Aaron DeGrate says, it was basically like a torture mechanism.
Really?
I feel like the system wasn't being used how she was using it.
Oh, did you hear what the men's assistant said after she said that?
The strength coach?
Yeah, there's actual audio.
Oh, I want to hear it.
Well, another 3 days of this, probably.
Oh, maybe that was him. I don't know.
Say it started with the strength coach, Ralph Petrella, degrading them over weigh-ins, and they took pictures of their bodies from multiple angles before the 20.
You're not ragging it, are you?
Guys, they do that with the guys, don't they?
I
mean, they're basically
sure they have,
they're
yeah.
machines, and they need to be in top running order, and you know, they do the body fat. And
then he said this to him:
"You know how sometimes things can seem like a little bigger deal because you know you're down there."
He said the staff wanted before and after photos to show players how their body composition was improving, but players said they were never shown the picture. Body shaming.
Let's run it again. Run it again. Let's go.
Players say Petrella always asks permission before administering. Well, this is a man, so what happens when a man gets involved? Petrella always asks permission before administering what he called reflexive performance reset recovery.
This is a man's world.
Some say Petrella showed them how to apply pressure themselves in intimate areas. At least two players says you apply pressure near their chest. And
that's weird. Well, that's weird.
Petrella resigned.
It's almost as weird as when he said,
sounds like someone's having their monthly.
Petrella resigned after one player reported he'd reached under her sports bra to access a chest pressure point and also reached under her spandex shorts to reach an area near.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Despite all this, Stallings has hung on to her job.
That's the head coach.
We know change is difficult, and it's been no
Let's
different.
Run it again. Run it again. Let's go.
It's been no different in Texas Tech, she said. Some wonderful young players decide to leave our program and pursue their dreams elsewhere. Our administration and my staff believe in the way we are building and turning this program around here. Our student athletes are developing a disciplined approach, both on and off the court, unlike those whiners that left.
And then she also added this.
I just felt a gush, so I need to go buy some Tamps and go lay down.
The fact is, I've been experiencing some menstrual irregularities, and I must say, I am not a fan.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. That's too bad. Things aren't going so well for some of the girls.
Okay, the touching is pretty bad. The photo's okay. It's I can see how that's bad. The yelling when you're a coach, yelling at your players, that's part of instruction sometimes.
As far as the
sports, is that where
if you want to excel
go?
At basketball and football, you should want someone looking at weak spots in your body and
you
telling you you need to fucking shape up.
You need to be pushed.
Well, this is one step from being a professional player and being in the charity league, so they should.
I can't find anything on their ratings. I don't know if you did, Brandon, or not.
No.
Maybe the league got it expunged from the web.
It says WNBA on ESPN earns most watched opener in 8 years, but we knew that in 8 years.
Well, you know, there were a bazillion stories about that and about the NBA and MLB, but there's a few stories that follow both leagues since opening night, and they're really kind of underwhelming. They're not special.
I'm kind of fascinated by this. Game peaked during 3:45 and 4 p.m. quarter hour, saw its strongest numbers in the following markets. Norfolk, Newport News. I don't know why that area. Phoenix, because the Phoenix team was playing L.A. Atlanta, Kansas City, and Tulsa were number two, but the number one market was West Palm Beach.
What?
Why is West Palm Beach so into the WNBA?
It's kind of wild.
Yeah.
I need to get something to drink really quick. And then I want to call that guy who's so angry at Ellen.
Okay. And me.
Stories. We'll see about that. Ben Gravelet. This, you know, right here's this Ellen thing just going on. And this is so typical for someone to come out and go, oh, well, she bullied me 40 years ago. Ellen bullied him 40 years ago when he was a fat 11-year-old kid. Ellen was working at a recruitment agency with his mother in the late 1970s. I mean, as it turns out.
How old is she when she's
Ellen was 11? Ellen was 20 and he was 11. Eh. And Ellen was he said she took pleasure in seeing me upset. She was mean. She was very mean to me. She called him fat, stupid. She made fun of his drawing.
I actually laughed at that. His comment is, one incident stands on my mind. I was sitting behind her desk. I was drawing. And she said, I guess that'd look nice if you could draw.
What? I think she's practicing material on this punk.
Maybe.
Yes. She body shamed him.
Ah, good one.
Who takes pleasure in giving a child pain?
She called him chunky boy. I can actually see her saying chunky boy. I don't know why. Here, let me run up and get a Diet Coke. We need to call Ben Gravelet.
Yeah, well, I have a number. His mom is mentioned in the story, too. I have a number.
He's talked to his mom, too.
He's kind of hard to find. We did find his work number.
He's probably hanging on to mommy's apron strings anyway.
He's probably what?
Hanging on to mommy's apron strings.
Yeah, because mom was actually reached, and she described Ellen DeGeneres as, quote, extremely rude. She thought she was unaware of the comedian's treatment of her son until recently. So I guess the poor guy kept it inside all these years. And then she added that, I think I probably fired her. Had I known what was going on, I'd have punched her, then fired her. What a horrible person does that to an 11-year-old boy.
So
I kind of question the story, though.
So Ben's just chilling here, and he sees that some people are coming out, and they're finally taking down Ellen DeGeneres, and so he feels he needs to share his story as well.
Pretty good. Yeah, pretty much. Strength in numbers, right?
Hmm.
He was abused by Ellen.
Do you think she even remembers who this guy is?
Fuck no. And she'd probably tell him that, too. Like, I don't fucking remember. You get out of my face.
And God, she's having a bad
summer.
And
you're still fat, and your drawing still sucks. Now beat it.
Who are you?
Kind of want to see one of the drawings, see how bad it is. If it's really bad, then I think maybe we'll think about this.
Oh, man. Let's see. I'm trying to think of music.
Well, his name, he looks like a Ben, too. I don't want to, I'm not trying to come down on Ben's, but
what does that mean?
He does look like a Ben.
What do you mean?
I don't know.
Ben!
He just does. I can't explain it.
Ben!
Ellen DeGeneres, my mom loves your show.
So this is actually, well, there's two numbers
the funny here. Things you say and do on your show. My mom loves your show so much. She tells me all about it when...
Thank you for calling.
Do you know his extension, Brandon, or no?
You have to type in the number, and it tells you that asks for the extension, and then you have to type in his name.
Was he still drawing pictures of the recruitment agency every day?
They're probably closed now. Let's try the other number.
Apparently his mom was working, and instead of being a latchkey kid, he would go there and draw pictures and do homework. No one goes, your homework sucks!
All of America loves you.
Not anymore.
Hello.
Yeah, I was trying to reach Ben Gravelin or Mrs. Gravelin.
Who is calling, please?
Who's this?
No, I just we're not playing that
I just,
game.
No, I just spoke to his
Good
mom. Wait, Chunky Boy. Hey. Yeah, boy. Was that him?
I don't even call back.
I'm not playing that game.
Game?
What game?
Stay on the line.
He's
just staying on. Okay, good. Yeah, okay, I got a trace on it.
I didn't like his attitude.
Neither.
Should we call him back?
Well, what's the big screening? Ben Gravelet. Who's Ben Gravelet? So Ellen called him Chunky Boy, so I have to go through a rigorous screening process?
Maybe he mispronounced his name. Maybe it's Gravelet, and he was very insulted by that.
Yeah, like Chevrolet. Duh.
That's why he's not playing any games.
You didn't say, I just bought me a brand new shred of Chevrolet.
Do you think that was...
I do think it was
Ben.
Him. I do, yeah.
See?
Yeah.
You want to ask for his mom this time?
We're not playing that game.
I'm just going to ask for Chunky Boy.
Well, after he says mom's not there.
She's so funny.
Tell him your name's Chunky Boy.
She's a very good dancer.
Okay, ask for his mom.
She has a television show and she dances on it. Oh, Ellen DeGeneres. You're such a nice person. I would like to be your friend. Will you be my friend? You and I should be best friends.
This is.
Oh, I guess he's playing games now.
Oh, you know really?
What to do?
Well. Yeah, we'll call you back. We got Ellen on the extension. She wants to ball on it. Thank you. Bye.
Ridiculous.
Oh, boy.
I guess he's
not. Know, how stupid. God forbid.
Jeez, I'm glad
anybody gets through the Ben Gravelet net.
Sounds like a
screening net.
Sounds like Ellen toughened him up.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe it's good for him.
Yeah. I don't know what he's whining about now.
You know, honestly, I couldn't believe I'm reading that story. I'm going, he's 52 and he's coming out with
True,
this now?
Just told mommy about it.
Couldn't he have brought this up like 17 years ago when her show started?
Couldn't he have brought it up when he was 11 to mommy?
Yeah. No, if it was that bad, I would think he would have cried to mommy. Seriously.
I know, but she said she just found out.
I mean, I would be so embarrassed to be his age and be going, well, she was really mean to me when I was 11. She made fun of my picture and she called me Chunky Boy and I was 11 and really sensitive. I mean, how stupid. She was 20. Okay, that's bad. I would agree that it's dumb on her part. It's stupid. It sounds mean-spirited.
I think it's dumber to hold on to it all these years and bring it out now in a story.
Oh, there's a really weird-looking guy in Jeopardy.
Alex Trebek?
No.
Well, this is dated, isn't it?
Oh, this is an old one, yeah.
Yeah, I think they've been. I don't know why Channel 4 has been showing the old one. Oh, that guy. He's really good. I've seen that dude before. He's blind.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He's
no, I knew really who he was because he's been on and he kicks ass, but he's kind of bizarre looking. I did not know he was blind.
It's funny. I see this and I don't want to watch things like this because it was taped before HD TV and it doesn't fit the screen and it looks like
shit. Oh, this is that old?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
See how it's not in Letterboxd?
Yeah, Trebby looks different.
Hey. Mm. I was going to say, Ellen reminded me about female comics. So there's a big story about Jeff Ross.
Yeah.
And this woman who alleges that they had a sexual relationship when she was 15, 16.
How much?
And it got no traction when she put it out there.
I remember when that came out. I was going to say, how much juice does this story have?
Now it's gotten a little more. She put it out in last September. She started a website, iwas15hewas33.com.
Which is fucking bad.
It's bad, but she, you know, she's got a lot of evidence. She's kind of, instead of just tweeting something, she's trying to say this is what happened, this, and this.
You know, I know this is the oldest story in the book, older entertainer, underage girl, which I still hate those stories, but I hate it even more because just reading about I forgot how we got in this. This is a few years ago. We got on this thing about teen pregnancy. Like, what is the average teen pregnancy really like? Are they people about the same age? And the fact of the matter is, most teen pregnancies are girls who are like 15, 16, and the guy's like 22.
That's weird. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, I thought it was kind of weird. But on the other hand, no. These guys who are older, who go after 15-year-olds and they're in their 20s or whatever... I mean, first of all, that's really bad. It's horrible. But then they pressure them into sex and, you know.
How do they even meet?
Well, that tells you something right there.
Trying to think of where I was when I was 22.
And... Can you imagine hanging around with a 14-year-old girl when you're 21?
No. Nope.
I can't even. I would be afraid to. I wouldn't even want to be near somebody at a party who was that young.
But I was 25 and Julie was 19 when we started dating.
Ooh.
Is that bad?
Well, she was in college.
Yeah. Well, she graduated.
Legal. Last night I watched this thing on ID Channel, and it was about, it was called The Stalking of Katie Key. And Katie Key was a 17-year-old, good student, cute girl, very cute. And somehow she met this guy who was older. And they went out for a while. He, of course, pressured her heavily into sex. And then it got, like, over her head. Like, I think he liked tying her up or something. He wanted to do something. She was just really uncomfortable all of a sudden. She just was like, I'm out. Well, he had given her a phone.
Of course.
Which is like, wait, why would he give her a phone? Oh, because she's 17, and that way her mom won't see her phone, you know, or in other words, it's a perfectly private phone. There's nothing else going on that phone. And one night her mom starts seeing this bloop, 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 and she's like, what's going on? And she goes, oh, I'm just getting some text messages. She goes, well, that's not your phone. Your phone is white. That's phone is black. And she goes, oh, well, my boyfriend gave it to me. And she's like, your boyfriend? Who's your boyfriend? She goes, well, we broke up. And the next thing you know, it's ringing and ringing and ringing. And so the mom texts and she's like, look, who is this? And he goes, hey, look, this is between me and her. Get out of here, old lady.
I'm not playing any games.
So the mom is like suddenly her antenna's out. Like, who is this guy? The girl didn't tell her because he's 29.
Oh, God.
And
they met at her place of employment, which was JCPenney's.
That's right.
So nice hitting on a 17-year-old at JCPenney's.
Well, there's guys. I mean, a lot of guys do this, and they're just creepy, man. It's disgusting. And I think a lot of people are like, oh, well, she's old enough. She looks old. And he probably didn't know. No, no. A lot of these guys just do it all the fucking time. And this is in a small town, too. So then he starts calling, and he will say things like, yeah, I saw you coming home today. She's like, what? Yeah, I was in your barn. In my barn. Found out he'd been sleeping in their barn and, like, stalking her. I mean, stalking the shit out of her. And so the parents call the cops. They can't find him anywhere. And his friends even say, we don't know where he is. We haven't seen him anywhere. He's like, he's disappeared. Then one night she comes home from work, and her parents, it was like the first time they weren't home. They weren't with her virtually every second except she went to work. And she went to work.
He was waiting.
They would drive behind her. I mean, they were very careful. Anyway, she comes home. Yeah, he's waiting for her. She locks the door. She makes a sandwich. She goes upstairs, and all of a sudden she hears some pounding on the door real hard. And then she hears a gunshot. He just shoots the door. He just shoots a rifle through the lock to open the door. She hides in the closet, calls 911. Actually, she called her dad first, which is a fuck up because it took 911 a while to get there. And she calls her dad and asks, what's going on? Call 911. And so she
shows how young she is. She didn't know.
No, I know. She was freaked out. And of course, her parents come rushing home immediately, and they weren't real close. But this is a really good, as far as ID Channel, it was a very good show. He starts looking everywhere in the house for her, and she's on the phone with 911, and the operator says something, because the operator told her not to hang up.
Yeah.
And then the operator says something, and I was like, turn the phone down! And he hears the operator say something, and he opens the closet door, and there she is on the phone. He's like, what are you doing on the phone? You call the cops on me? Ugh. So he locks her in her room, puts ropes around the doorknobs, and then the parents get home, the cops get there. And I thought the cops just bust the door down, because I just thought he has a rifle. They know he has a rifle, by the way.
She told them.
Yes. And so he basically tries to get her to admit some things, and I think he wants to do something with her, and she's trying to talk him out of it, and then she starts trying to say, oh, well, I won't testify against you. You won't be in any trouble. We'll just end it right here. And he's like, nah, bullshit. They're going to nail me. So she calls her parents, who are outside the house, and says, yeah, I just want to call and tell you I love you. And parents are like, well, what's going on? Can we talk to him? And they're like, no, he won't talk to you. And then he calls a little later and says, you're going to hear one gunshot.
Oh, God.
And they're like, what the fuck? And they're like, is he going to shoot himself? I hope so. Yeah. So they hear a gunshot. Then they hear another gunshot. Then they hear another gunshot. She had grabbed the barrel and pushed it to the side
for the first one.
The second one, he shot her in the chest, killed her immediately. And then he shot himself in the mouth.
What an asshole.
I know. Fucking cocksucker.
Done those in reverse order.
Oh, so bad. Loser.
Well, going back to Jeff Ross.
Oh, by the way, he bought her shit all the time.
Ugh, he just wanted control.
I know, absolutely. Really, no, total looking control.
Looking at a picture online, she's really cute.
Yeah, Katie Key was very cute.
Shame.
So the 15-year-old.
Yes, with Jeff Ross, which is really interesting because Vulture did a big interview with her and talked to a lot of people, and they even say that they talked to 7 sources who confirmed that they were aware of her relationship with Ross at the time of the allegations. And one of those sources was her father, who said he approved of the relationship at the time. And she said herself in this interview, I don't care about being called a liar or a whore because I know I'm not. I know I'm a fucking lunatic for doing the stuff that I did, but I didn't do anything wrong except to myself. Which is kind of
why she's
married now and she has kids. So
why does she want to do this now? Because she thinks Jeff Ross is a terrible person?
I guess.
Because all these more and more comedians keep going down, like Delio and Callan.
But that's not even the real reason I even brought this story up. The real reason I brought the story up is because Vulture also talked to Amy.
By the way, what's going on with Jeff Ross? Because I have not really heard of Jeff. Jeff Ross is canceled and his podcast has been discontinued. I haven't heard that.
I don't know. I think he's still on Cameo. I think he still has things going on with...
Can you see if he's still on Cameo, Brandon?
I think he still has things going on with Comedy Central.
Because people like him a lot?
He denied it on Twitter a few months ago when it was picking up steam. But I brought it up because Amy Schumer was interviewed to Vulture about it. You know, she was all
Why is she why does she have to put her nose in every accusation in the comedy world?
I think Vulture reached out to her because she is in the same like circuit in New York, in the East Coast, as Jeff Ross is, and she knows him. She's been on roasts with him. I mean, Jeff knows a lot of people.
Did she know the 15-year-old?
Well, so what's interesting is that, you know, she has no problem coming out about Brian Callum and the whole...
Oh, yeah. No, she taunted him. She said, have a nice day, Brian.
Yeah, the whole believe all women thing, yeah, no matter what.
Right.
And how brave they are. So she said, which I guess she had a joke, too, about Jeff gets really hot girls. Oh, no, that's Nikki Glaser. Jeff gets really hot girls. How do you get teens? I'm sorry. I read that wrong. You have the sex appeal of a gymnastics doctor. God. Which, solid joke, by the way.
Man.
Solid joke.
Shiggy is really funny, I gotta say. That's really pretty tough.
But. When reached for comment from Vulture, Amy Schumer said this: Jeff is someone I consider a good friend, and I love him, but to be honest, he always has alarmingly young-looking girlfriends. Now,
Hold on, though. Why is he such a good friend, then, if he has alarmingly young girlfriends?
She's totally hedging the allegation, her comments on the allegation. So to say, like, oh, well, I was worried because they were alarmingly young looking.
Oh, well, why didn't that set off an alarm that she would maybe set off publicly since she's so involved in these things?
She's a friend of his.
Oh, I see. So when it's a friend,
yeah,
you don't say anything.
She said, never one have I known to be underage, but alarmingly young-looking just the same. Which I thought was a really...
Oh, what? So she didn't check their IDs, but they may have been underage.
Exactly. Yeah. Another comedian who has to remain anonymous echoed the observation that he's always with young girls, and that was his girlfriend type.
Who's his girlfriend now? Is he married?
Know. You know what? I don't know.
Randon?
You know, this lady's married. She's 36 now, and...
She what?
I'll show you a picture of her. She's okay. I think there's a picture of her now. It's a headshot.
So, it looks like Jeff's still on camera.
She still looks young.
Yeah.
And Jeff Ross is $250.
This is it. What's up, League of Savages? Jeff Ross, the Roastmaster. I'm here to make dreams come true and pick the names out of this hat for your fantasy draft order. You ready?
Oh, okay. That's actually a good thing for cameos. So that's pretty cool. And he's smoking marijuana, which is might be legal where he lives right now. I do know that Richard Hamilton, a.k.a. Rip Hamilton, is also on Cameo.
Brandon,
he's only
$50. It's not an appropriate time to plug Cameo.
When a celebrity does
Cameo. His wife, by the way, looks very young.
Oh, really?
Very awesome. Young, yes. I'm dying to find out. Oh, Jeff's wife age comes right up when you Google him.
But it is weird because she doesn't seem, she does seem upset about it, but she doesn't seem upset about it.
So I'm not sure what the point is, because obviously it's going to cause a lot of...
She's under the age of consent.
Grief for him.
For the state she lived in.
Wait, who's what?
What? Who's what?
Whose wife?
Jeff Ross's wife.
Ross's wife is really young looking.
But I don't know who that... I can't find anywhere.
Well, you know what? I put in Jeff Ross, and underneath it, Jeff Ross' wife came up, and I clicked, and there was a picture of him with a very young-looking girl. So maybe it's not his wife. I don't know.
Well, I mean, all those pictures that I see when you Google Jeff Ross' wife, Charlotte McKinney pops up.
Charlotte McKinney? He wasn't married to her.
Nice. I know, but it pops up. Okay, so you're talking about the redhead?
He was hanging out with her. Yeah, the redhead. Who's the redhead?
Oh, Cate Blanche.
Is that his girlfriend?
Wait,
okay, is Jeff Ross married or dating?
I don't think he's married to her.
Jeff Ross married dating? Jeff Ross probably an unmarried man. He's probably tweeted that he just fought with his girlfriend.
Nobody knows this story.
Her dad's comment in the article are just really weird. He said, because the dad, I think, owned the Boston Comedy Club. So she confirmed that he was aware that...
Ross's dad or her dad?
No, this the 15-year-old.
Which club?
The Boston Comedy Club in New York City, which is where... what was that show?
Wait.
Crashing on HBO?
Yeah.
That's where he always performed at the Boston.
Ross isn't married yet. He's very secretive about his relationships and restricts the media to explore about his wife or girlfriend.
What?
That's interesting. I don't know. I just think if Amy Schumer is going to be such a hard ass about Brian Callen,
then you can't.
It just shows how bullshit she is.
Here's what
people still like Amy Schumer. Who likes? Because it seems like there are so many people that don't like her.
You know the story?
She really took a turn a while ago to like social justice warrior once she got really
famous. Did. You know what? Honestly, I think she's talented. I would not deny that.
She was great early on with the early roasts when she was just starting to get big. And she had one special that was really, really good. Her show had a few good sketches in it, too.
It seems like she's gone to her own head a little bit. Because,
yeah, I don't know.
I noticed at one point her
last special I didn't really like, and I don't really care about her being pregnant, so I'm not going to watch that.
For a social justice warrior, though, I noticed that she puts down men a lot. Her jokes are very put down men, which I guess that's okay because she's a woman and women are, you know, she fights for women. But it just seemed like a little bit of a one trick pony in that regard. And then what she did when Trump got elected, she actually asked the audience, any Trump fans here? And some people started cheering and she was stunned. Like, really? They're Trump fans that come to my show? Like, she was angry that she had Trump fans in the audience. So she calls this, there was an older couple there. I don't know what older means. I think they actually were older. She calls them up on stage to ask them why they like Trump. And she gets in this real, like, heavy, like, fuck you kind of thing. And I guess some people walked out and some people wanted their money back. And it was, you know, it just sounded like, that was when I sort of felt like, oh, and she's crying when he got elected, too. Crying the night he got elected.
Well, that's right around the time after Trainwreck.
That's right.
And, you know, she got big. She was arrested.
That's right.
Arrested at the U.S. Capitol when she was protesting the nomination.
Oh, yeah.
Brett Kavanaugh. And the thing I remember about that was, hey, there's Amy Schumer. Who's that really hot chick next to her?
She's a total failure.
And then we found out later it was Emily Ratajkowski. It's like, oh, yeah, right.
I wouldn't have expected her to be such a social justice warrior.
She's basically a disaster. Well,
but now, the last thing I read about her was all about how her kid is so special and wonderful and, you know, because it's her kid.
I wonder if it all changed. I mean, do you remember there was her first big thing that I remember coming out and talking about was there was a shooter at one of her movies at the theater. Do you remember that or no?
A shooter?
Yeah.
Like, a gunner?
A person shot people in a movie theater when her movie was showing. And
I didn't know that.
She kind of jumped on, you know, a bunch of wanted stricter gun control legislation. That really started in mental health.
Oh, that's going to make a few enemies.
Well, no, and that maybe that's what did it. Maybe that pushed her that way.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know, whatever. I just, you know.
Yeah, I saw.
I don't want any lecture from her.
You know what?
She said she never wanted. She wishes she never wrote that movie because it led to that shooting. But then again, that movie kind of made her in a sense.
Yeah, it really did. Yeah, it put her on another level.
Well, she did
absolutely
have the Comedy Central thing, but you're right. Yeah,
she got
total different level.
She got the Netflix thing, which they paid her $11 million for, which is now the cause of that lawsuit because they paid for that other the black comedian $500,000, and she said, "You ever Amy Schumer $11 million? Give me $500,000. That's racism."
Okay.
And actually that suit is still going. So I don't know if she'll get out of it.
On HBO Max you can watch the her reality show Expecting Amy, which follows her through her pregnancy, which
gross.
Sounds like something you'd love to watch.
Boring.
Oh, ooh, there is a great new thing on Netflix. I think it's new. I just started catching it yesterday, but it's
breaking news.
What?
Ryan Day, after a spat with Harbaugh, said he wants to hang 100 on Michigan.
Oh, yeah, that was part of that story. he said that in the team meeting.
Uh-oh.
Well, he just might.
Yeah, what, the last 2 years, hasn't it been combined about 100?
100 and more than that.
Pretty awful.
56 and 63, 119, almost 60 a game on the best defense in the Big Ten. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, what's your new show, Mark?
Oh, I think it's on Netflix. It's new. It's called The World's Most Wanted.
They're not even paying attention.
Have you seen it, Brandon?
No, what at all? World's most wanted.
I'm going to definitely watch some of that this weekend.
It's the world's most wanted fugitive. It's only like, I think, I want to say it's only 5 or 6 episodes, but I watched the first one on this female terrorist who's British and she's, you know, got blue eyes and her husband did the bombing, the 7/7 bombing in London, which blew up King's Cross in the subway, killed a bunch of people. And then she just kind of disappeared. And the story about her getting to the point where she disappeared was like pretty fascinating. And then she reappeared a couple more times, including she apparently is one of the masterminds behind the mall shooting attack in Africa, which is one of the craziest terrorist attacks and one of the most amazing documentaries, too.
That one's got some incredible footage.
Yeah, but nobody knows where this chick is now. Nobody knows, what she's doing. They believe she's very high in Al-Shabaab, which just seems really weird that a woman would be in charge of a major terrorist organization, much less a white British woman. That was the second. That was the second or third episode. They had a story on a guy who is the mob boss of all mob bosses in Russia. He controls all the mobs in Russia. And once again,
he's probably a pretty powerful guy.
Once again, all these people are wanted. They're all out there. It's a really good show. I thought it was really well done.
It is.
I always check out the FBI's top 10 list every once in a while just because, it used to be something.
Have you looked at it lately? I think it's kind of lame now.
Well, it's got the same dudes that Robert William Fisher and Jason Derek Brown have been on there forever.
Which, Drew, you told the story of one of those guys, the guy that blew up his family in Arizona.
Oh, yeah. Wow. What a story.
Still on the run.
Was that Robert William
Fisher? Yeah, but I don't know why, but they thought that he might have killed himself in the mountains. I didn't think he did. I thought it was bullshit.
He's been missing forever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to figure some of them are dead, right?
I don't know.
Hey, Whitey Bulger was on there forever, and look what happened.
That's true.
I know, that was great.
Wait, why did he get busted? Wasn't his dog or something? Isn't that what got him eventually busted? Or
wait a second. Why did they find out he was there?
He was living with his girlfriend.
I think there was some suspicion because he always spent cash. He carried cash all the time.
I'll have to watch that terrible movie with Johnny Depp where Johnny Depp played him.
No.
Somebody recognized the girl because the girl's picture was out there too, wasn't it? Didn't somebody recognize her?
God, I can't remember.
And in Black Mass, all of a sudden Johnny Depp just turns into the old man walking out of the parking garage. Like, there really is no setup to how he got caught.
I love that video when Whitey Bulger gets caught for real. He's so pissed. Oh, yeah. He's so fucking pissed.
They killed him, too. They killed him in prison, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Didn't they have a bag of locks or something and just beat the shit out of him?
Yeah, there was a guy who got... I mean, the guy who murdered him in prison looks like he's in the mafia.
I guess we should get out of here, man. We're almost 3 hours in.
Oh, all right.
Ron Jeremy is in deep shit.
Yeah. Some of those stories are atrocious.
He was arrested for 4 sexual assaults, including a couple rapes. And now they arrest him, and 30 women call saying they were either raped or assaulted. And the stories,
rapes are incredible
This porn industry party at a bar, and this girl says he pushed her onto a table and raped her while 3 people watched. And they're like, oh, that's Ron being Ron.
And another one he allegedly raped outside of Dennis Hoff's Bunny Ranch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just bent her over a bar. And
Dennis Hoff took his hand and placed it on, or took a girl's hand and placed it on Jeremy's hog.
Yeah, boy.
Are you a little surprised with Ron?
Yeah, I am. Absolutely. I mean, he was the best man at our listener's wedding.
I wonder if they've contacted him.
They probably have. I wonder if they support him.
You got to support your best man, right? He supported them and their...
Believe all best men. I think that's the the policy. There was a 2014 rape, and I've reading the story, and they said that the girl was afraid to report it due to Ron Jeremy's stature. And I was like, is his stature really that huge in the porn industry? I mean, you're like, oh my God, Ron Jeremy, you can't touch Ron Jeremy.
It's a great question. I don't know.
It's weird because he's been people.
in the early 2000s, girls were getting in their contract that they don't want to fuck Ron Jeremy.
Yeah, he was almost becoming a joke of sorts.
Yeah, he was.
Because he was always just hanging around porn sets beating off in the corner.
Shia LaBeoufu. Oh, you want to hit the outro?
Yeah.
LaBeoufu is in trouble for possible brown face.
It's a stupid story.
Playing a Mexican.
I'm Team LaBeoufu here.
The director said he's playing an Anglo steeped in Mexican-American culture.
Whatever, man.
Well, they think he may have browned his face up a little bit. It's probably just really tan.
What was his big art installation? What was the thing you were supposed to say?
He will not divide us.
He will not divide us, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was deep. It's really deep.
He really seemed pretty cuckoo there for a while. That one arrest, too, where he's... Oh, God. Wasn't he firing racial slurs at the cops?
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Bombed off his ass.
Yeah.
I like that dude, though. I just think his movies are really good.
I like him, too. I like his acting. I absolutely do.
He just gets too... He's almost a method actor. Like, for this role where he's in trouble, he tattooed his character's name on it because they were going to put a fake tattoo on it. No, he got it for real.
He's a method actor. Oh, yeah. Sean Penn is getting married to a 28-year-old. Or got married to a 28-year-old. Yes, he did. She's a year younger than his daughter, Dylan.
I'm glad he's happy.
His daughter's name is Dylan.
Dylan. Yeah.
Dylan Penn.
How deep.
I know that is.
Say, oh, Brian, so Brandy deep. Just got a food delivery. Hi, Kristen.
She's only the...
Wait, that's ice cream. You get ice cream for dinner? Culver's?
Nice.
What kind of ice cream is it?
Oh, it's chocolate. Delicious.
Man, I wish we'd call Ben Gravelette again. I wanted to ask him for his mommy.
He doesn't have
time. Is your mommy home?
We'll call him on Sunday when he's ready to play some games.
Alrighty.
Hi, Mom. Where's my mom?